Crab Feast. You know what it's all about.
This is the Crab Feast. I'm yelling, fuck that. You ain't gotta ask me, cause you could trust that. Every Tuesday, you already knew though. Ryan Sickler, soccer star, JUCO. Above ground, cool goes, better than most. Jay Larson, self-diagnosed. Go down low this week, last week. Here we go again, fuck the Crab Feast.
It's the joint.
To the Crab Feast, y'all.
Yeah.
Another Tuesday.
A Crab Feast for that ass.
Woo!
You know what I love about touching your pitch lately?
What, bro?
I know you're bringing your fucking A game every week. I know every week it's going to be Ravens getting the Steelers. Sometimes the Steelers get
just
us.
It's because I'm working out, baby.
I know I'm getting your A game every week, and I appreciate it. I felt like you were going to stay in that low register again and try to take me, but you shifted up.
I can't touch your pitch in all ranges. I can't imagine I'm going to take your sickle because, you know, you're not easily took. You know what I'm saying?
It hurts. I'm not going to lie to you. By the time I got to the end of it, it hurt in my chest.
I'm going to do a triathlon over the summer. Not a full one, but like a mini one because I got a buddy at home.
First of all, I'm proud of you. But second of all, what the fuck is a mini triathlon?
Like a mini is like
half of everything you're supposed to
do? No, it's less than half. You know, full triathlons, dude. You like swim five miles.
Let's stop calling it a full triathlon. It's a triathlon. People like you and me who can't do triathlons
start throwing
adjectives on it. Like, it's a quarter triathlon. It's a half marathon.
I don't know exactly. I just know. So I have a bunny. Beginner triathlon right here in Los Angeles.
It's here?
No, that's not. I want to do a couple. I want to start like doing them because I've always wanted to.
And what are you? You're jogging, biking, and swimming, right? Is that the three?
Yeah.
It is, right?
Yeah, that's the three.
So what do you do for each?
I don't know. I have no idea. I just know my buddy does one back in Massachusetts, and I said to him, I'm
telling you right now, if you told me I had to go out right now and run a mile, bike a mile, and swim a mile, that's nothing.
Right.
I would not be able to fucking even come close to that.
So like if you
I'll
did
bike
like
and run it, no problem.
Olympic would be, let's see, triathlon distance, mini triathlon distance. I'm trying to find out. That's what I got right here. They're saying triathlon, half mile swim, 12 and a half mile bike. You know, and swim would be half mile, 12 and a half mile bike, three mile run.
That's great, dude.
Yeah. Anyway, so my buddy does one every year, and I told him, like, dude, I'm going to get in shape, and I'm going to come out there, and I'm going to do that triathlon with you. And I go, I'm going to whoop your ass. And he's like, okay, Loss. You know, okay, Loss. But he doesn't know, baby. This summer, I'm going to show up, and I'm going to be fucking... Michael Phelps in that shit.
You ain't Michael Phelps.
You know what I'm saying, baby? Fucking bring my bong and shit.
That you might be able to do.
What's up, Feaster Nation? Great to be here with you. JLarsonComedy.com. JLarsonComedy on all social media. You know, we're pre-recording right now, but this is the last week of my tour. I'm in St. Louis tomorrow night, the 14th, and Tulsa on the 15th, and then the last show of the tour in Atlanta. All those tickets are available at my website, JLarsonComedy.com. Love to see you out. I've been having such a great time interacting with Crab Feast fans and stand-up fans, and so many able to connect on you guys and reminisce about the years of the podcast. So please, if you're in St. Louis, your boy Tim Convey is going to come out and do
Love
the show with me.
Tim Convey, great.
And then Tulsa is going to be a really fun. It's a new venue out there. Go check it out. My website, and then Atlanta and at the Relapse Theater is going to be great. St. Louis is at the Ready Room. That's all I got because that's all I'm doing, baby. Sickle cell!
Ryan Sickler on all social media, ryansickler.com. Feasters, my new album, Get a Hold of Yourself, drops everywhere next Tuesday, November 20th, but you can pre-order it right now on iTunes and get an instant download of one of my personal favorite tracks, The Dad Whistle. Jay knows that one. Jay's been my dad in that bit. There it is. And if y'all really want to help me out, throw up a 5-star rate and review. I need you, Feasters. I want this album to be number one on the iTunes comedy charts. Do what y'all do out there. And go give it some love and help us get up there together, players. Wherever that's, you listen to... Well, go ahead.
That's one of my favorite bits, by the way, that I think you've ever done.
It is my favorite bit.
It's and you see everyone in the room has a lot of goddamn fun with that.
They
bit.
Do. And they try to... Some people can whistle, but they can't do the... They can't do it. I still can't do it.
Some people can't do shit. And they look like idiots, and it's so fun.
But you all can. You all can help me get that thing up there. And wherever you listen to comedy, whether it's Spotify or Pandora... you'll be able to get my new album on release day, Tuesday, November 20th. In Baltimore, I'm very excited to announce this. You will be the first people in the world to get my new album. My shows in Baltimore on the 17th and 18th are going to be album release shows. I'm going to bring a run of CDs there. You'll get them before anybody gets them. I'm very excited to be able to make that happen. I think it's pretty fucking cool.
You went to some lengths to make that happen.
It all laid out nicely. I'm very excited to do that. So there are still tickets available. Saturday sold out show on the 17th. November 18th, 7:30. Tickets still available. They're moving quick. Get on it. Tickets are on my website, The Crab Feast, my social media, all that stuff. And FTCF Tuesday and Hey Hey Playa shirts and hoodies are available now on Bonfire. I think they're up for another week. Links are, again, crabfeast.com, social media, and all that stuff. Make sure you subscribe. Follow The Crab Feast on Facebook and Twitter. This podcast is going to stick around. I want to talk about your new show on the feed and everything.
Yeah, I mentioned it last week. I guess we'll mention it every week leading up to it, I think, is a good idea. Thank you, Sickle. The Throughline Podcast with Jay Larson is going to be available starting January 1st of 2019. I'm going to simulcast it on The Crab Feast feed with my new feed. So I will get that info as soon as that's up, the new feed. I'll have that so people can subscribe. But like I said, the podcast is going to be me picking a subject, an object, or a hobby and using it as a through line to interview two guests per episode. I'll talk for about 15 minutes about it, interview someone for 15. It's going to be about an hour long. And then on my Patreon page, you'll be able to get each week two full interviews, hour each, with each of those guests. So there's going to be a lot of options. It'll be like three podcasts in 1 week for you each week. So three plus me and then Sickle Cells.
Yeah, I'll be staying right here. You won't have to go anywhere. Subscribed already. You're good to go. And I will give you more detail about it when I can do that. So the good news is you can stay right here for both of us for a while and figure out what's going on. And I think that's great. Speaking of great, got a great sponsor back this week, Jay Larson. ZipRecruiter is back. Guys, you know what's not smart?
What's that, right?
Job sites that overwhelm you with tons of the wrong resumes and requests. But you know what is smart? ZipRecruiter.com/crab. Unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't wait for candidates to find you. ZipRecruiter finds them for you. Its powerful matching technology scans thousands of resumes, identifies people with the right skills, education, and experience for your job, and then actively invites them to apply. So you get qualified candidates fast. There's no more sorting through the wrong resumes, no more waiting for the right candidates to apply. It's no wonder that ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. This rating comes from hiring sites on Trustpilot with over 1,000 reviews. And right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/crab. That's ZipRecruiter.com/crab, C-R-A-B, ZipRecruiter.com/crab. ZipRecruiter, smartest way to hire.
Well, this is going to be probably one of the coolest episodes we've ever had.
I agree.
Super fun recording it. Super great guest. Super sweet dude. Do you want to say anything else before I introduce him?
I'll say this. There's been so many people that have said,
ladies and
gentlemen, get your family on. They're not coming on. They don't come out here. They're not going to be coming on. But this member of my family was able to make it.
Yeah. And it was such a fun episode. You guys are really going to enjoy it, especially because, hey, we're not getting any younger.
No.
So to get people that are younger just to hear their perspective on the world is so refreshing, and I think you're going to feel the same way when you
listen to
it.
Officially the youngest guest on the Crab Feast.
And we'll forever hold that title.
Yes, yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, very, very, very excited to have on for the first time
not only first time on the Crab Feast podcast, this is first podcast ever.
We'll see how this goes. Ladies and gentlemen, we are excited to have on for the first time, Mr. Derek Crawford!
Derek Crawford!
Welcome to the Crab Feast.
Welcome to the Crab Feast, Derek Crawford. Everybody right now is like, what comedian is Derek Crawford? This is my stepson right here.
Center field for the Dodgers.
It's a strong name.
Yep.
You were in our final 10 episodes. I wanted to make sure I got some family in because my brothers never visit and people always ask. So just so y'all can stop asking, it ain't going to happen. I'm telling you right now, they ain't coming out anytime soon. So thank you for being here, Derek Crawford.
Appreciate it.
Would you like to promote anything, your social media?
I have Instagram, DJ Crawford, and then where the F is, it's a 4.
Oh, I see. That. I like that. Very nice.
Dude, you know what you got rocking right now that I love are those lines in the side of your head.
Yeah, this is my first time getting them.
That makes me want to be back in high school again.
Dude, he's done
lines,
so much
baby.
With his hair over the, like, he'll grow it out super afro-y, and then he'll do the, I got the power. He's got that snap fade every once in a while. Uh-huh. Remember that guy?
Yeah.
It's getting kind of hectic.
You remember that song, dude?
No, I have no clue what you guys are talking about.
I say it all the time when he's doing it. I would sing it to him. Well, we've got some great stories to tell. Some that Jay is actually involved with.
Hold on. Do you know when I was in 10th grade, one time I shaved the sides of my head lines all the way, and then the back, a V down the back, so the lines came around. And I remember I had done it Friday night, like the whole soccer team hung out. We all did our hair. Mm-hmm. And my mother was leaving Saturday morning to go do something. And I was just sitting at the kitchen table, like talking to my girlfriend at the time on the phone. So she left, but she saw me like straight on. Mm-hmm. And she came home like an hour later, and I was right there in the same position. She came in back and she saw my head. She's like, "What did you do to your hair?" And I was like, "This is fresh." And she was not happy.
Did you take the zinc and do the colors like Bosworth?
No.
So there was this linebacker named Brian Bosworth from the
Who
Oklahoma
hated
Sooners.
Steroids.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Big time. And he was big for that. He would cut the lines in the side of his head that he would take. They were making like, I think it was just like sunscreen, wasn't it, or something like
he
that you put
red
on your
and
nose.
Because he played for Oklahoma.
And he would take the colors and put them in his hair. And he was this big, big hype coming out of
Oklahoma.
Out of college into the NFL. And then he played for the Seahawks. And there was a Monday, I think it was a Monday night game, and he was trying to be all big and bad and square up against Bo mm-hmm. Jackson, and old 34 ran right over his ass for a touchdown. it was nothing.
Do you know who Bo Jackson is?
Yeah.
And now they do a commercial together for Kia, and it was that Tecmo Bowl where you can never tackle Bo Jackson. He's just running, running. And then he's got Bosworth in the car together. It's so good. So I tweeted at them, and they sent me. I sent you that. They sent me those receiver mm-hmm. gloves.
Yeah, I still have them.
Do you still have the Raven gloves I gave you? Oh, you do.
I
okay.
have the black and
I
the
said to him,
"When
you're gone, I go. Do you follow football?" He goes, "Just the Ravens."
That's what I'm talking
like,
about.
Oh, sorry.
Just watch that choke
just
today.
The Ravens.
Why'd they lose?
Yeah, we lost today. But a friend of mine worked equipment for the Ravens for years, and when Stella was born, that weekend. Torrey Smith caught a touchdown in Atlanta, and they were the pink October gloves, you mm-hmm. know, breast cancer awareness. So he sent me those game used gloves that he caught that touchdown after Stella was born. I gave them to him. We used to go out back and play all the time. Those things are crazy sticky. Have you ever seen?
Mm-mm.
Oh,
it's like glue on your gloves.
You get mad. Like, how in the hell are you all dropping these balls out here?
Yeah.
Like, you should just get a new one every down. You know what I mean? Like, give me a brand new pair. But anyway, we're going to get into some stories here. And the first one I would like to talk about, since Derek was present, was mm-hmm. the Arrowhead, the Lake Arrowhead dead body that laid on top of me.
There was
the spirit
no
that,
dead
yes,
body.
Yes, it was. The people that we were there with. Explain the whole story about it.
So let me set it up again, but I'll set it up and then I'm going to let Derek take it from there. We went up a night ahead.
Mm-hmm.
That was the problem. Should have just gone up, done the show, got the hell out. We went up to do a little family event. Stella was a newborn, a few months old.
How old were you? 10?
3 years ago, so 12-ish, right in that range. Mm-hmm. Probably 12 because it was fall. It was getting cold up there. And the way the room was set up was we were in one room, And then there was just a little bathroom connected here. And then on the other side was a mirror of our room connecting to the bathroom where Derek
was
by himself.
Yeah, it was by myself. I was tired, so I didn't really know.
Know what?
Like, I didn't know how far away I was from them. Like, they just sent me down.
Feel any presence?
No, not from me.
So we all go to bed that night. We all know the history of what happened to me that evening. And
sleep paralysis.
Tell them. Stella was crying, right?
She was screaming. She couldn't go to sleep the whole night. She could not go to sleep.
So the next day, we go to the show early.
Hold on a second.
I'm going to let him take it.
I just want to ask, was that typical of Stella at the time?
No, not to scream and cry the whole night.
Okay.
So we go to
I'm the judge here.
We go to the show early the next day across the street. Derek comes with me to check it all out. We're backstage. Mm-hmm. They're showing us where, because he wants to see the show, and he's allowed to come, and they're saying he'll be back here. You can stay back here if you want, or you can go out there and watch, and they walk us around. They show where he can sit and everything, and then I start chatting the lady up about what had happened the night before. I was like, I got to fucking tell you this whole thing laid on my chest and everything. And then, go ahead, what do you remember that lady saying?
She was telling us a bunch of stories about all the... I don't know what to call them, just like all the ghosts and stuff that are in that house. All like the demons, basically.
Demons now! Well.
It's 100% right. Yeah. That was a damn demon.
Yes. It was.
Were you
not
what do you creeping remember, you out?
What do you remember her telling you?
I remember her telling us the story of what happened to Ryan. I forgot the name of who the person was.
I forgot at this point. Albert or something like that.
Yeah, it was something like that. And the story was like anyone who like laid over there, he would lay on top of him, and that was where the sleep paralysis came in. Like he was laying on top of him and could not move the whole time. And I remember him telling him, or I remember Ryan telling me,
could you get your voice to work?
He was trying to move.
No, you know when you know that dream where you're trying to,
yeah,
that shit right there. You're screaming at the top of your lungs. It sounds like this.
Yeah,
like that. I was trying to get my...
He was trying to move.
I didn't even care. I was seriously trying to I was trying to get my momentum to roll left to take this arm and just slap the shit out of Donna's arm. Just slap it. Just to wake her up because I remember being mad. No one could hear me, but I couldn't get... I was like, God damn it. So what else do you remember? What other story do you remember that she told?
There were some stories where there was workers working in a room. And the worker was like fixing the bed and there was nothing there. It was just the bed, just the sheets and covers and everything. He turns around to go get some stuff and then turns back around and there's something like cut into the sheets, like a word.
Not cut, but traced with a finger into the bed.
Wow.
And it said like a word.
Trying to communicate?
Mm-hmm.
I heard it said Derek.
Nope.
Was something about two girls you said you remember.
Oh, there was two girls at the end of the hall because there was a... We were right where the stairs were, so we went up to our rooms, and there was a long hall on the other end, and she was telling us about these two girls who would scream in the last room.
I'm all good. So did you even try and sleep that next night?
So this is that night now. Now it's night two, so I do the show. We had gone back over, and I tell Donna, I just told the owner, and Derek's a witness to everything she says to me and everything. I'm said, I just told her what happened last night, and she's telling me this and this. She said they don't tell people until they bring it up, and she's got this whole book, and she wants me to include my story. And that I know I've told the story before about the library.
Say, get out of here.
She keeps no candles in the library for obvious reasons,
right.
And one night went down, and candles had all just been blown out fresh in the library.
Mm-hmm.
So I tell Donna that, and I was just like, I don't know about this fucking place. So I go back over to do the show. I didn't know that Derek had come back over behind me, so he was in the crowd watching, which I didn't know. So after we were done, I had to hang out for a little bit, get paid, basically, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I was scared to death, too. I go, hey, where's the restroom? They're like, it's all the way downstairs. And it's one of those, when you go downstairs, dirt basement, but it's wide open, and it's storage for probably the parade they had, just weird shit over in that corner. And I was like, oh god, but I had to pee, I gotta pee. Went down there, I was just, I'm looking around peeing the whole time. Get out of there, go back, and Derek's in the room. I said, I was waiting for you, I thought you were gonna come over. He's like, oh, I came and I watched. So he saw the show, then he went back, and Donna said the entire time you were two were over there, I was on the phone with my mom. Stella is freaking out and screaming. And I said, well, they told me some more stories while I was over there. What did we do?
We got out.
Packed the shit up out of that car and headed right down that mountain late.
Two in the morning. It was 2 in the morning. We got out. It was pitch black outside. We got our stuff quick.
Didn't care.
Quick. Were you in on the decision? Like, yeah, we got to get out of here.
I was getting out of
here. He wasn't going to sleep in his room that night. Yeah. He's like, we're all going to be in here. Yeah. And I was like, especially after the owner tells you those stories. Yeah. You're like, good
God. I don't know why the owner's still there. I would have packed my stuff and left.
Well, this is the thing. The owner could get like someone to come in and sage the place or like get it cleansed.
Sage ain't helping that. You Listen know, I love to sage. Listen. That wasn't helping that place.
They're
they
not,
needed an exorcist.
Yeah, well, whatever it is. They're not doing it because they like the story. She's keeping a book of it.
She does have a book of it. She probably will end up just publishing it.
She reached out to us. She's going to be a guest.
She's going
to
be a guest.
Have you ever had any interaction with like any ghosts other than that?
No.
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 Me either.
Not at all.
You will.
I've never have. Well, I shouldn't say I never have. I don't really know.
You've never had sleep paralysis another time?
I have many times. Or like 3 times.
I've really? Never in my life have I ever had that experience.
I had one when we were still, we're living down like by the airport over there. I don't know where it was. It was a while ago. And I just remember I was laying down. I had some trance.
Oh, at your dad's place?
Yeah, at my dad's old place. I was laying down and I couldn't move. And I was like, what Ryan said, I was trying to scream. And
were you awake?
Nothing comes out. Yeah. Like my eyes were open and everything. That was one time. And then at my house now where I live, I had sleep paralysis like a couple years ago too. And I haven't gotten it since. Like, knock on wood, I don't get it again.
Never in my life.
Knock on wood.
Took 40 years for it to catch up with me.
Well, it's coming.
But going back to scaring, because as I told you, you love to scare me. Or try to scare me. So does
I love
Derek.
Scaring everybody.
Derek loves to try to scare me. Which how many times do you think you've been successful trying to scare me so far?
Zero.
Zero, bro.
Zero out of like 100.
Why? Do you give it away or does he's just not phased?
No. He's just not phased. Like
I just
like,
get startled. I don't get scared.
I don't even think he saw me this one time. I just went up behind him and just scared him. He looked at me like it was just I was just talking to him.
Well, we were living together.
Yeah.
The laundry was janky and shady. even at 2 o'clock on a bright Sunday afternoon, that place was, you know, you just when you look in the door, you heard theme music. You know what I mean? Yeah. The scary shit. So I'm down there. And
That's down there near the parking lot?
Yes. And this was when Stella was born. So ours are all of us. None of us are sleeping right early on. And it was really early in the morning. It was still just getting light out. And I had gone down. I was like, well, screw it. I'll just do some laundry. So I go down. I put a couple loads in, and I go get the shit out of the dryer, and I'm coming out with a clothes basket. And this little asshole is standing off behind a dark-ass stairwell.
Wait a minute. So how did you get down there? Did you tell your mom you were going to go down there and
scare
him?
Yeah, I was like, because I asked her for her phone so I can record it. And
he wanted proof, and that's because he's been unsuccessful. He was like, he knew he was getting me this time.
He's always scaring us, so I wanted to give it back to him. So I asked my mom for a phone. She says, okay. And I see him taking the clothes out of one washer, putting it in the dryer. So I sneak down quietly under the stairs. And as he's going up, I take the phone and I just scream. I just let it out.
Comes out of that stairwell right up in my face, goes, ha! Like that.
Nothing.
And he did it in slow-mo, too. He recorded it in slow-mo. Nothing, bro. Ice in my veins.
He just looked
right at him like, get that weak-ass shit out of here. Went right upstairs. It didn't get me at all, dude.
Unbelievable. You got to keep trying, though.
I know. I'm still unsuccessful.
Well, I know what's going to happen now. You two will be in cahoots to try to get me at some point, and hopefully you'll do it.
The other night, Kate was on a walk with River, and they were at the end of the street, and Reed doing? Somebody was, my mom was there. So Reed was with my mom reading books, and I like crept down the street because it was dark out. And there's a dumpster at the end of the street because they're ripping a house down. I hid behind the dumpster. River's got her little stroller. Kate's walking our neighbor's dog. And
how'd you get around? You go the other way?
No, I just went right down. They were on our side of the street. I just went down, hid behind the dumpster, and they were going to cross the street. So they were about like 40 feet away, and I just came up from behind the dumpster going, River goes, no, 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 and started running with her little stroller.
No.
Her little kid stroller.
Kept the stroller, too. That's
oh,
good,
yeah.
That's
she was so scared. She's an easy target, though.
Got a lot of stories here. Let's see here. You want to talk about the Raiders game? So I took him. Well, let's start with this one first. So because it's football related. We're down at my friend Jim Grindstaff's, who Derek knows very well.
You ain't gonna believe this. I knew this was coming.
Jimmy Grindstaff! That'll be awesome.
Get in here, man.
In here right now. Tell me if you remember this. And there was like this making of the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders. Do you remember this special?
I kind of.
Dude, they go in on a tight ass close up of just cleavage, and I mean slow mo, like he tried to scare me. Left to right, and he's just looking at me. Do you remember this? His head was going to explode. He didn't know what to do. He started climbing up on top of me and punching me because he didn't know how to process all these boobs in his face.
Where was this at
Jim's house. Oh, we're sitting on the couch, and it just came on, and they did that like money shot where they're all kicking and their boobs are bouncing. They're just going nice and slow, and he's just looking at me like he just couldn't control himself. He just physically climbed up on top of me and just started punching me. He couldn't understand how to process boobs. So I turn him into a Ravens fan. Now, I gave him a Ray Lewis jersey that he wore to elementary school.
Brian Bosworth would have done, wasn't one-tenth, not even a 20th, a hundredth of what Ray Lewis was. I guess that doesn't really help you at all.
He knows how great Ray Lewis is.
Yeah, of course.
But also he knows, you know, what happened with the down in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And so I send him to school in this Ray Lewis jersey, and then his mom goes, somebody said something to me about him. I was like, don't listen to that bullshit. It's not a homicide. First of all, it's a double homicide. And she's like, so that's when we shifted over to
Eddie Reed,
baby, the ball hawk. Do you remember that time there was a guy, I was just teaching you about Ed Reed. I think I just bought you the jersey, and we're driving through the Santa Monica neighborhood, and there's just this dude pushing his baby, and he's wearing an Ed Reed stroller.
He's wearing an Ed Reed stroller?
I mean, a jersey. Oh, man.
He was really, really passionate about it.
I loved Ed Reed. Somehow he was in it pushing himself. He had his Ed Reed jersey on. I just rolled the window down, gave him a Reed. He just threw it up real quick like that. So
let go of the stroller. Kid went cruising down the street.
I take him to see the Ravens, right? We're going to go to see the Chargers play him this year here. That'll be a good one. But I took him to see, because he was always too young. We were at the game. It's one of Ray Lewis's greatest stops was this Darren Sproles hit right up the fucking gut to end the game. It's one of his highlights every time. So we go to see the Raiders play the Ravens. Damon Bruce hooked us up with great tickets. Like, we take a couple buddies up. We go do a quick power trip of San Francisco the night before. We're just hitting all the highlights.
Who went?
Derek,
you too? Okay.
Me, our neighbor Louie, and then Mike, who you've met. You met Mike.
We were going through the windy road, and I took a time lapse. I remember that.
Yeah, we did the Lombard Street and all that stuff. So we get up there, and I told him we're not wearing any Raven stuff. I'm just not. It's not even worth it. You know what I mean?
No, it's not.
And then if we do something good, we're just right in here, right in this little pocket, fist pump right in the side, right here. So we go. Do you remember this? We go. We get a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And in the morning we're having breakfast, and hold on a second,
what'd you have for breakfast?
I don't even remember. Those
probably
bagels.
waffles and bagels. And you know, he's worried about the fans, and I am, you know what I mean? Like, this,
I mean,
it's notorious up there. It's notorious for just getting your ass beat. And there's these guys, and I go, just look over there at those guys, and they got t-shirts on that say, you might win the game, but we'll beat your ass in the parking lot. And I was like, man, let's take that.
Holy cow.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
You say anything to him? You should have stepped up to him.
I didn't say anything. I just looked back at Ryan and just kept my mouth quiet.
So then we go outside, and we're just playing football in the parking lot. It's a little bit before the hotel shuttle takes us over. And this couple goes in and just tells on us.
Yeah, and we couldn't play.
And they send somebody out. There was one car. It was like a damn football
field,
empty. Yeah. And they were like, you can't play football here. So we walk in, and then that lady's like, yeah, we told on you. And we're like, yeah. And why are you now telling us that
you
told
us? Why would you ever tell?
Like, what an asshole.
So what reason?
Maybe she was just compulsive tattling.
It couldn't help.
She tattles and then tattles
you. Yeah, like, I did that. So we go to the game, and we're walking through the it's like a tunnel. It's not a tunnel. It's a bridge, but it's got the cage all the way over it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you're walking over all these industrial, looks like oil wells and all this stuff, you know, just tailgating apparently is only on one side of the stadium, and it's not the side we're coming in on. And it looks
coming
like
from the oil well side.
It looks like we're going into fucking Gen Pop. Yeah. For real. It looks like we're all going into prison together. And he just turns around and goes, grab the back of my neck and don't let go. And I just held him, held his neck all the way through. And then we got in. And at the time, I got him into field goal kicking because I told him, if you want a college scholarship and you don't want concussions,
I can't even deal right
now. You could kick field goals.
This is the white trash uncle right here. Let me tell you something right now. You want to get into field goal? You want to get a college? You kick a field goal. Hey, Terry, give me that XFL ball.
Get my orange tee holder.
You know, I
still have it.
Shitty one, you know.
Try it out for the XFL.
XFL, you try it out for. Arena League, and they said they don't kick points. I said, what the hell kind of football is this?
And first of all, who's calling them points? Who's saying kick points? Wait a minute. So he tried to get you into field goal kicking?
I didn't try. I did. I went and got him an NFL holder. And this kid went over to Santa Monica.
Who'd you get, Tony Romo?
I know, man. Romo doesn't hold. Not
anymore. He hold his first. You remember?
Yeah, I do. Of course I remember the fumble. No, I bought him that self one. You know, it's a real nice
they practice on.
Yeah,
the
little
side.
Folds up and shit. It's
wait a,
nice
a minute, one. Was this something you expressed interest in? You're like, yeah, I wouldn't mind getting into kicking.
All over it.
He was like, super impressed by Justin Tucker, our field goal kicker, because the dude was just money.
He still is.
Still is. And I said, well, if you want to get into college, you could kick field goals, not get the concussions, and get the free ride into college. And hey, who knows? If you're good enough, you might get a year or two in the NFL. One kick will ruin your ass, though. One bad kick will ruin
you. And one bad hit.
And one bad hit. So he started kicking a little bit, and I was like, God, he can really actually kick. So I started showing him how to kick properly and leaning back so you lift the ball and all that
stuff. How long did it take him to stretch out before he'd show you how to kick?
A long time.
Were people making fun of you for being out there with such an old dude?
No. Like, at the college, it's like... two people.
What
like,
college are you going to?
Santa Monica.
Oh, SMC?
Santa Monica. Yeah, they've
they're
got
just,
a nice field
just
there.
NFL
the,
players out of SMC.
They do. Steve Smith, Chad Ochocinco. Yeah. So he's going out there, and he's hitting 30, 35-yard field goals. I mean, he's not putting them all the way up, but they're getting over the bar, and they're straight. And I was like, God, you're getting good at this shit. Mm-hmm. So there was a it was like, I don't know, halftime. You know, you go out to the thing, and there's a
I remember
like
this.
Skills and
little,
shit.
Like,
yeah,
little,
those,
exactly.
Like,
off
little,
the field.
Like,
right.
Blow up things that you go.
And it's
and
a
just
field
play.
Goal post, and he's out there kicking the shit out of them all through there.
And
all
I was begging
there.
Him after like halftime was over. Like, I wanted to go back out during the quarters.
We're
going to
watch the game, dude. He was out there trying to stay and kick field.
He's trying to get a contract, is what he's trying to do.
But their club level.
It's so bad.
It looks like the shittiest level at any new stadium. That's what their club level
is. It's just like. Terrible.
That
like,
Vegas stadium is going to be sick. It's got to be. This thing is just...
Well, yeah. I mean, anything brand new is going to be brand new.
At one time, the three oldest stadiums in the NFL were San Francisco, who now has a beautiful new stadium nowhere near San Francisco, Qualcomm, a.k.a. Qualcrete, which now doesn't even have a team, and this one that doesn't even have a damn team.
Did you like going to the game?
Yeah. It was my first football game, and I liked it. It was intense looking over at the fans. The diehard fans.
Yeah, they won that one at the right at the end. Yeah. They won that.
I remember there was this one play where they just went crazy. It was at the end. I forget the players' names, but it was we were on offense and we threw a pick, and I think that was like the game deciding like play. And
no, it was we picked it off and they called us for pass interference.
It was something like
that. We had the game won.
And where is it at? Like behind one of the field goal posts. Like
the black hole.
Yeah, they just went crazy.
Of course they did.
And then we walk out, and they're giving like a Ravens fan a hard time on the way back. And I was like, you don't know who we root for.
I think it's going to be funny when that team goes to Vegas. What's that black hole? Those dudes that are like in there for the last 20 years. What are they doing on Sundays? Yeah, what's that guy do now? Go to a local bar.
What is Darth Vader going to do?
Can't be showing up at a bar with that.
You can't commit that hard then not have the team commit back. You know what I mean? No. They've left twice now.
Have you been to any other pro games? You ever been to like a baseball or soccer?
I've
or
been
hockey,
to
basketball.
I've been to actually one hockey. I've been to one hockey game. We saw the Ducks play with one of my friends, and it was like one of like the preseason games. I think I don't really like hockey. I just went because. Why not? And I got like
live hockey's like, fun, dude.
And we got a bunch of pucks. We just kept on asking for the pucks, and we got like four or five.
What do you mean?
I still
how close
were
you?
We were like on the glass.
Oh man!
Like literally on the glass. We were like hitting it and stuff. Been to one of those, and I still have the pucks at my house. Went to Dodger games and basketball games, and I really want to go to this year's basketball game with especially LeBron.
LeBron,
in L.A.
I took him to a Clippers game. Mm-hmm. Actually, you gave us those tickets, I think.
Maybe.
I don't know what was going on that night, but it literally. Tell them if I'm lying. It was Derek, it was me, and no one else but Asians.
It was
the
crazy.
Whole section.
So we were sitting
behind
the...
It was a mixer, man.
I really was.
I'm trying to keep that lineage alive.
It was all Asians and me and Derek in the middle of that thing.
It really was. It really was.
Yao Ming hadn't played for the Clippers either.
it was just all looking around, like left, right, behind us, and even in front of us. Just there's no one else but just Asians.
Amazing. I wonder what that was.
I don't know, but I'm pretty sure you gave us those tickets.
Maybe. I used to, like, every year I would, like, all right, I'll go through the entire season, Clippers, UCLA, USC, Long Beach State, and I would buy, like, awesome games or, like, games. Who'd they play? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
Wait, wasn't like, the Rockets?
I was going to say.
The Rockets.
No, you know what? Wonder if they played a team that maybe Jeremy Lin was on at the time.
The Knicks?
Oh, when Lin Sanity was going
on?
I wouldn't doubt it.
But who'd he go to from the Knicks?
He went from the Knicks to Houston.
I think it might have been the Rockets.
And the Lakers.
Well,
that would have made sense.
Brooklyn, that's right.
Yeah.
Tell them what your first concert was and who took you to your first concert.
It was Brian Regan, and Ryan took me there.
Oh, first concert for comedy?
Ever concert.
Where was it? That's amazing.
At the Kodak. Well, when I met him, he had already heard of Brian Regan and just loved Brian Regan, was always spitting Brian Regan bits at me, even at like 6 and 7 years old.
I just think it's great that your favorite, you know, comedian is Brian Regan and your stepdad's a comedian. Ryan's mom's favorite comedian is Tom Segura. You know what I mean? I just think all his family is spreading it out. You know what I mean? Yeah, Brian Regan's amazing, huh?
Mm-hmm.
He was so good. And then he came back and does the hits at the end.
Especially when he screams out of nowhere. It's gonna be all quiet. He throws a joke out. They're like dead silence for like a second and just screams out of nowhere. It's the funniest thing ever.
And then we had a really good time. We also went to the Lego movie premiere. Chris Pratt invited us, said, bring Derek.
Remember that.
So we all go. We get to see Will Ferrell, and everybody's all there. And then you go outside. What? Go ahead.
Oh, I remember about Will Ferrell. We were, I need to go use the restroom. And at the time, I was using the restroom. Him and his kid was like using the restroom. And everyone had their phones out in the bathroom just trying to take pictures of him.
Oh, my God.
Like, just
they
bombarding
did.
Him.
That well, weird.
He's in there
in
with
the
his kid?
Yeah, in the toilet.
In the bathroom.
Yep. Yeah, that's way true. Weird.
At a premiere, which those people are the more well-behaved, I feel like. But this was inside, though.
It was inside.
That was an invite only.
In there.
Yeah, you're right. They do.
They win contests. You know, like every year at the Oscars and stuff, when things get announced and there's the people in the way back that go apeshit because they're the people that got
that's
in,
true.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
do you have any of those picks?
Yeah. Which comes into play. So,
anymore.
I got a pick of...
I meant from the bathroom, man.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I got a pick of Chris and his son Jack and Derek and me all sitting together. And I've had it. And when he moved out of his mom's to his dad's house in Upland, he got out there and he started telling these kids that he knows Chris Pratt. And I was like, that's a rookie move, bro. You don't beat a new kid going out and telling everybody you know Han Solo, basically.
Yeah.
Like, you just don't do that because they're all going to call, you know, tell you you're
call
full
BS,
of shit.
Yeah.
So he hits me up. He's like, I just get this text one day out of nowhere. Ryan, don't
this.
We know Chris Pratt?
I
knew exactly
this.
What was going on. I was like, oh, he's out there telling people he knows Chris Pratt. They're all
dope too, baby.
I remember that.
And I'm like, yeah, here's a picture just so you can, what'd they say? It was Photoshop
and
everything else.
Yeah, everyone said it was fake. It was like, oh, no, that's just a lookalike. It's a lookalike.
She'd be like, well, check this one out.
Tell
me Will Ferrell's dick, man. Look at this.
That's the sun right next to it, right?
My God.
Yeah, what's that like, by the way? I've never had to do that. Move to a new town and then, like, meet new friends. And was it easy? Was it fun? Was it exciting?
To me, since, like, I make friends, like, really easily. It wasn't, like, really that big of a deal. It was just
because
going to school.
Through sports? Like, with the time you were skateboarding, right?
Yeah, I was a skateboarder. So I had, like, some skateboarder friends.
Yeah.
One of my friends that I'm still friends with now, I met him when I used to, like, ride scooters, and we both, like, stopped scooter riding for some reason. Now, like, we're still friends. So, yeah, I met all my friends through, like, skateboarding or whatever, and then I just kept on getting new friends.
Yeah.
So it's just.
And then once
I was impressed because he left in eighth grade, and I figured you'd run through eighth with all your guys you'd been with, and then go start a new school in ninth grade would probably be a little easier or whatever. But he was like, "Nah, I'm out of here."
Yeah, I left
and did it well.
I left, right. Like all I give like my friends like one day notice too. It was like the last day of school. I said, "Oh yeah, I'm not coming here next year."
People say 2 weeks. I say one day, baby. Let me tell you something. I left that room in Arrowhead. I'm going to leave this town too. Let me ask you. Forget. So now you're a sophomore in high school.
Yeah.
Good Lord. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine the good old days, sophomore year in high school?
The good old days, bro. He just went to homecoming.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want to talk to.
What is homecoming?
Walk us through what homecoming is at your school these days.
Now what homecoming is, it isn't even like a dance anymore. It's just, there's like two types of people at homecoming. There's people that just sit down and watch everybody, and then there's people that are just like on the dance floor like the whole time.
There's guys that don't
want to
get laid, and then the ones that are trying to get laid.
Yeah.
But like it's like the homecoming when they play the music.
Where was it? Was that your school?
No, it was at the Ontario Convention Center.
Convention Center.
How many
kids? That's what I'm saying.
How many kids in your high school?
Like, I don't even know.
You don't know how many kids in your class?
I want to say 2,000, but I think more.
In the whole school?
In the whole school.
Yeah.
But like what homecoming is just when they play like a hype song that everyone likes, it's like a mosh pit basically.
So
there's
can
like
I
people
ask
getting hit, pushed, tripped, like
is homecoming all four grades? 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th?
I think so.
But not at the dance.
Well, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
we never had a homecoming dance.
It was just prom.
It was a junior prom, a senior prom, and then the freshman and sophomore had a thing called the twerp, which was like a semi-formal. Where the girls had to ask dudes. That's how it
that's,
went.
I forget what it's called like out
it's
here.
It's Sadie
but
Hawkins
yeah,
dance or
yeah,
something
it's
like that.
That
where the girls listen, asked.
I don't know who Sadie Hawkins is.
Ah, she can introduce herself.
Sadie!
Hey, that's your ass.
Come on, ask this man
to
dance,
looking.
Girl.
He keeps looking.
Hey, is it come before like a big football game or something like that?
Actually, it's the day after football game. So on Fridays, that's when our school plays. So we have the homecoming game, and then I think the day after that is the dance.
Okay. See, we had like what it was a homecoming. You had like.
You didn't have a football game and stuff?
Every 4 years, you had
it was
homecoming.
An election?
Every 4 years, you had homecoming. And it was like where like they would pick two girls, and two girls would become like your queen representatives from your class, and they would pick a guy to be like their like king. You know what I mean? And then. They would all come down at the there would be a parade to the football game.
Right.
Then at the football game, and at the halftime, they would announce the homecoming king and queen.
Yeah, that's what we had.
Yeah, that's what we had too.
So me and my brother
were both
in it.
But this was yearly for us.
Yeah, this was just once every 4 years.
So you were both in it?
I was a freshman, and Karen Meduno was picked, and she asked me to roll with her. And then my brother, some other chick got picked. She asked my bro, and Amy Girardi, she and my bro, they won homecoming king and queen.
That's tight.
They crushed it.
So I'll tell you this, Derek, because you don't know, because this involves Jim Grindstaff. So I was asked to go to prom. I was asked to go to homecoming all 4 years. My mom wouldn't, and my freshman year was by a girl that was a senior. My mom's like, nope.
What?
You're definitely not doing that.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's right, man. So jeez. I did go. I went my sophomore, junior,
she
senior.
She also played tailback on the football team.
Just so you know. I might not have been at the All-Star game, but I was elected all 4 years. Like, okay. And the senior year, I won the popular vote for the king. Okay.
Would you take it the fuck down with the popular
I
vote?
I won the popular vote. And you
what happened? You didn't get the electoral college?
I'll tell you what. Apparently, I did. I won the popular vote, and another girl won the popular vote for queen. And there was this couple that had been together since ninth grade that everyone just knew. They were that couple.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
One.
The yearbook, and they were in the band, and the this, and the that, and they were.
Well, don't take them down for the
I'm
fact
not,
that they
I'm
had
just
a
saying.
Full life.
Well, they yeah, I was going through shit. And they gave them king and queen.
Both had parents. You know these
shit like
people.
That. And then I got demoted. To Prince, which I don't even think there ever was a Prince. I think that was a made-up title.
Was one Prince. Oh,
and she got Princess. But we really won King and Queen.
Who? How do you know that you actually won?
Because we were told later that we
From
won
who?
People that worked on it.
What do you mean? The The people who counted?
I guess. The ballot
Price
counted.
Waterhouse.
Apparently
man,
there was some hanging chads. Sounded like there was some hanging chads in there. So we go back to school. This is like a Saturday. We go back to school Monday, Tuesday, and we're in the locker room, and we're all changing after gym class, and we're in our tighty whities. And Jim Grindstaff goes and gets up in that guy's face and tells him. He's like, you know, he just went over and goes, you know, because he was bragging about winning the king or whatever. And he goes, hey, man, you know you didn't really win that, right? And he's like, what are you talking about? He's like, Sickler won that king outright. Like, it's done and done. Like, he's the king. Like, they gave it to you because you and your girl.
All I can picture right now is that scene in Top Gun. He's like, you know what, Kaczynski?
That's what it is.
You fly dangerous.
But we're in underwear.
Yeah.
We're in tidy white. And they start fist fighting over me. Two guys fighting over another man in their underwear because I got jacked on the fucking.
People are like, break it up, Ryan's like, no, man, let it go, let it go.
I was like, let him go. He's right about this.
And who won the fight?
Jim won the fight.
He did?
Yeah. I mean, I won Prince. He won the fight. He beat the king.
What did the prince and the princess do?
They just had. I really liked my girlfriend at the time. Uh-huh. And, I just told her after we just danced for like a minute or two, I was like, you know, the spotlight's over here. You know what I mean? We're just off in their shadow a little bit at this point.
Yeah, over here, runner-up trophy.
Did you ever know that you're my hero? So I just said, look, you know, I really want to just go hang out with my girlfriend. And she was like, okay, and that was the end of that. But for our like homecoming, I can tell you this. I was big on cardigans. I want to say I had a cardigan on all 4 years. I wore a jacket to prom, but a cardigan.
Check out Mr. Rogers!
Cardigan for my homecoming. But not even nice ones. My white trash. I had like a Russell Athletic.
I know the deal.
Dude.
You cut the pants.
I had a black fucking Russell Athletic cardigan.
It was made out of sweatshirt material. It wasn't even sweat.
It had a hood on it, dude. It's like a cardigan with a hood on.
Wearing boat shoes and shit.
Dude, man. I had penny loafers with pennies in them.
Couldn't even afford the pennies.
Argyle socks. Probably Bugle Boy jeans, I'm guessing, back
Bugle
then.
Oh, Bugle Boy!
And then a Russell Athletic cardigan. Probably a turtleneck. Because for whatever reason,
gold chain on the outside of that neck, man.
Hanging off that. I never did that, though. Hanging off that. It's got that
elevated
lip. That's
what everyone does now.
That's so like,
shut up.
Girls is all right. Guys wearing a turtleneck with a
hold on.
I'm not even going to lie. I'll do it, too. I have like a
over
gold,
your
like,
turtleneck?
Well, no, over my hoodie. Like, I'll put it like over the hood and it'll hang.
Outside the hood? Is this the one you found on the ground?
No. I sold that one. But
sold it? Where?
He found a legit necklace on a gold field one day in the middle of nowhere. Nobody's there. And he took it to the jeweler and the guy bought it.
How much?
Like $250.
Nice.
So I took that.
Bro,
and
No, I'm kidding. So you got like $250.
And so yeah, at our homecoming too, there's this guy who I don't know where he gets his money from, but he just has just a bunch of like gold chains. So he has like a nice shirt with a collar, right?
Where he's got the money.
And he has like at least four, and just puts them all around.
Mm-hmm.
And it just looks bad because the collar's like bulking up. And, like, you can just see them just, like, moving back and forth. It looks so bad. I wouldn't do it at homecoming, but I'll do it, like, over my hoodie at school or something.
Yep. We had...
I like it, man.
You had to go over to, like, where the girl's parents... Like, whoever your date was, you either going to her house for pictures or everyone was meeting at someone else's house for pictures. And then her parents would come, too. You know
sure.
what I mean?
Like prom.
Right. And there was always that one person that brought the hot rod car, but then didn't do anything with the hot rod car. You know what I mean? Like, well, you drove this Corvette over, you taking us to dinner? Nah. Like, what the fuck you got? Well, we got to go in the caravan. All right, thanks.
No limo?
That was for prom. We did limos for prom, and I don't remember if I did a limo junior year.
Prom yet anytime?
No. Prom is junior, senior.
So what do? You just do the homecoming dance for freshman and sophomore year?
I didn't go freshman.
I was going to ask you. I don't think
mistake.
You did. Why?
I should have went, but like at the time when like homecoming was thing, I really didn't have like a lot of friends. I only had like one main friend. I used to go to his house every single day to just like skate, and then like we used to go on the trampoline and stuff. And then I just didn't go because I didn't really know anybody.
Yeah.
And
did he go?
No, he didn't go. Yeah. And I didn't want to go alone, like, with no date or anything.
Yeah.
So I just decided not to go, and I should have went.
That's, like, yeah.
I saw his ass before homecoming. We happened to be at the L.A. County Fair, coincidentally, the same day he was coming out. I just took Stella out by myself. We're out rolling around the county fair, hanging out and having fun. And then I hit him up, and he's like, oh, I'm on my way to the L.A. County Fair. I'm like, oh, we're here. We'll hang out. But, you know, when you're 15 and you're with your buddy and your girlfriend and he's with his girlfriend, you don't want to talk to my ass. Hey, dog,
they blow you off?
Blew me off, dude.
Shut up.
Talking to me like this, too, like looking around all over here and shit, like leaning, like couldn't wait to get out of there.
And you rise looking, you're like, I got more money on me.
You know what I did? I followed him. I was like, where are you guys going?
No, you didn't.
Oh,
did he?
I did. I yes. Shut up.
He was behind us. Tell me. I was the only person who was looking back. I looked back.
Hustling with that stroller behind him, dude.
And all I hear is Stella, too. She's like, Derek! Derek!
Oh,
and that's all she's doing.
You know,
she's yelling. And I keep on looking back, and I tell like everyone, like, turn here, turn there. And just I'm trying to lose
him. Hey, I got a jogger play. I was right on their ass.
Rice sweating like crazy trying to keep up.
For the joke. I was like, hey, oh, guys, where are you going? Come back. Stella's yelling, dude. I was laughing my ass off trying to haul ass behind her. They were moving so quick. I've never seen them walk so fast. They were shaking me as good as they could, dude. They were about to get on a ride. He didn't even like it. I was like, I'll wait down here for you guys.
Were you embarrassed?
Oh, my God. Yes. I really was. God.
Why, though? It's Ryan Stella.
Well, yeah, it's Ryan.
Well, as soon
he starts yelling.
As soon as Stella saw him and gave him hugs and kisses, his girlfriend was all like, ah.
Let me ask you a question. Was Ryan wearing sweatpants?
Yes.
You know, I was at the L.A. County. What that? No, actually, I was wearing shorts.
No, you were wearing
sweats. It was
100
degrees. I had shorts
you
on.
You always wear them.
You know
like
what? I did
pants.
Have sweats on because I'm going to be honest with you. You just remind me of something.
What, you got swamp ass and had to go like change?
No swamp ass, but I had to, as you know, I had to piss so bad, and we're out of the county fair, and I gotta go. We're deep in that parking lot, and I keep this little toilet in the back for Stella, like a little potty that folds out. You know, she can pee and poop, and it's got these liners.
No.
I open my driver's door and then the back door to stand in between them. You know what I mean? So you can't see. I can see Stella back there in the seat. Everything's there. I take one of these liners. I'm peeing. And I went to, and I do this all the time. I got a routine when I get to the
hey
ice
guys,
house.
Hey, guys, look, this is my stepdad. Hey, Dad, hi!
When I get to the ice house in Pasadena, it's such a long ride in traffic. I always park in that garage, go to the second floor, and do the same thing. But I pee in the bag. I'm peeing in the bag, and I'm not paying attention, and the bag just spills all over my fucking pants, my shoes, everything.
Oh, my God.
Nasty.
So I keep an extra pair in the back, threw some sweats on, got right on out of there. Actually, I was in shorts and put the sweats on. I was in camouflage shorts and poured pee all over them, dude. All over them.
So take that. That is one thing that Rye, I still haven't done it, but is he's got a oh shit kit in his back trunk always in case he shits his pants.
Shit or piss on myself. I was like, hey, I got some sweats. I mean, I might have go on stage in sweatpants sometime, but you'll know what happened if I do.
Mm-hmm. How long was he following you around? And then did he run into you at other times?
No. It was just, I don't even know. I don't remember how long.
Solid 5 minutes
yeah,
or so.
They were
just hustling.
Behind.
They were hustling, dude. I was like.
He threw you a couple bucks?
Huh?
He threw you a couple bucks?
I don't remember.
What did I do for homecoming?
Oh, he gave me 40 for the dinner.
For anything. That. I said, look, here's 40 bucks. I didn't let him know it was coming. I just said, here's 40 bucks.
He sent out the bill. I was like, what?
If you need to get that girl home safe, or if you end up, because I've been there before, you get stuck at a party, you don't want to be there, or some bad shit's going down, Uber out of there.
Uber over to a
or
diner.
Whatever. That's right. You still got some money for a Denny's meal, whatever.
Denny's, baby.
Dude, I know what's up.
You go to Denny's?
You could have had any stepdad. You're lucky you got my ass.
Mm-hmm. I could. There was.
He said, just
skips right over. What's to talk about the moons over Miami he had last
He's
week.
He's like, let me tell you about this Denny's in my neighborhood.
There's a Denny's right across the street from the school. And freshman year, I used to go there every single day, like for 3 months.
What'd you get?
What were you getting?
I got the
fries and
the
Coke?
No.
It'll be the same thing, though.
Look, it's for the whole time. And the waiter knew. I didn't have to tell him. And it was the everyday
You're
body.
A regular at Denny's and freshman year in high school?
He's a regular at CPK, I'm going to tell you next.
And and at Jack in the Box.
Oh my God.
So it was a everyday value slam.
Sup there?
Scrambled eggs, one bacon, one sausage.
That's Denny's?
Mm-hmm, right there.
And that was
every
after
single
school?
Day. After school, every single day.
Who you were on there with?
Myself sometimes. Or really? It was like, I would go with one friend, but that would be like rare because no one wants to go there. So I used to be there every single day just alone.
Dude,
and
sitting
then,
at the
and
counter.
Then, waiting for my food, I would ask for a for some saltine crackers. There would be like four or five she'd bring out in a little like...
two-pack?
Yeah, the two-pack ones.
They go with
ones. The soup. Mm-hmm. And I ask for some, and they just bring it out, and I'll just be eating on that before my food comes.
Hilarious, dude.
And then there's... I remember this
How
one time...
How much does that cost, the value slam?
Four.
Oh, man, that's good.
Four. Eight, four right? It's like $4, but like what tax? Like $4.30-something.
How much you tip?
None.
What?
Well, oh, see? Well,
You can't be. Let me just teach you a life lesson. That's fine. You're also, we're probably 13 years old. But when you are a regular at a place, tip well because you're going back there all the time and they will take care of you. All right.
Well, just tip everywhere you go.
You should, but especially to places.
Great. I don't know how. I don't know how to tip at all.
20%, bro. We'll show you.
I don't know percentages of numbers.
I'll show you. Just, oh, my God.
Here you go. So just a buck if you can on four bucks. Is a buck is fine. I mean, at your age. But there's great chicken soup for the soul story where this woman was waiting tables and she goes over to her table and there's this kid there and it's just a kid and goes, how much is an ice cream? And she's like, it's $1. And he goes, how much if it's an ice cream sundae? And she goes, $1.50. And he goes, oh, okay, I'll take the ice cream. And so then she leaves. She's annoyed. She's like, I don't want to deal with this kid who's only got $1. Brings in the ice cream, rude to the kid. Kid eats the ice cream, leaves, goes to pick up the check, $1.50. He could have afforded the sundae, and he didn't. He got the ice cream instead
so
he
could
tip
her. How about that?
Say you, say me.
So he was also a regular at CPK, okay? Especially the Santa Monica one.
Oh, CPK?
I would take him. His dad would take him. His mom would take him. We go in one time. He's just like, they're like, hey, Derek. He's like, hey, Gary. He's got 2 weeks left on his lead. Derek knew every fucking personal thing about these.
The one right here.
He's drinking too much these days over here. This guy. He's always, hey, Lenny. He's like, he's drinking. He drinks way too. He likes two Chardonnays. I was like, how the hell do you know this? They would all come over, talk to him. So he's a super creature of habit when he eats. Like, I would do brother shit to him too. I'd put my finger in his chicken sandwich all the time. Like, you can eat that there?
He used to do that all the time, those microwaveable patties. And I remember he tore, the bun wouldn't even
those
stay
Tyson,
on the burger.
Those Tyson patties.
He would just, out of nowhere, he'd just come sit down, ask me how my day was or whatever, and just poke holes all in the sandwich. And like, there'd be like no bun left.
And
he
just
completely tore it.
And would you eat it?
Yeah, I would still eat it. I'm hungry.
So we go into CPK this one time, and I'm telling him, I'm like, sometimes restaurants change up their menus. It sucks when they do, but sometimes they just, like, we don't offer that anymore. You know, yeah. That was a thing.
Oh, God.
So barbecue chicken pieces.
I tell him his order was always, I want that kid's mac and cheese with edamame on the side, mm-hmm. and a pink lemonade. Mm-hmm. That was the order.
Strawberry lemonade.
That's right, strawberry. Nothing else. Always that.
The same thing.
To the point where he got the inside scoop that the kids' mac and cheese is really the same as the adult mac and cheese. They just put the adult one in a bigger dish, and it looks like you have more. Or a smaller dish, and it looks like you have more.
Yeah, it was. I remember that day. I told him about it. I went with my dad, and I was like really hungry, so I got the adult one. It is the same thing, but the bowl it comes with, it has lines on the outside. Like, it looks fancy, and it's like $6, $7, and the kids one is like $4.
Hmm.
But that was his order. Like
breaking the code, baby.
Ham and cheese with mayo at Subway. Mm-hmm. Had to be white cheddar cheese because they don't offer the yellow.
Mm-hmm. With Doritos.
So we get to, I'm telling him, we're going to CPK that night. We're going to one in the Valley on Ventura. And I'm like, did you hear what happened at CPK? He's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, they changed their menu. He's like, nah. And I go, they still have mac and cheese, but it's not yellow anymore. It's white cheddar mac and cheese. He's like, no, it's not. No, it's not. And he won't even listen to me. I'm like, it is. That happened. He's like, no, it's not. No, it's not. So we get to the restaurant, and just miraculously, he goes, I have to go to the bathroom. So he just hustles off, and we sit down.
Will Ferrell's in there.
And I tell the waitress comes over for drinks, and I go, hey, do me a favor. When he comes out of the bathroom, just he's going to ask for the kids' mac and cheese with edamame on the side. Just tell him it's white cheddar mac and cheese now that you've changed the recipe. And she's like,
oh,
okay.
Oh, my God. That's goes, hilarious. Okay. I thought he was off trying to, like, figure something out with the mac and cheese.
So he comes back to the table and he sits down. And the other thing he'll eat till he gets sick is bread. So he's eating the bread. He's dipping it. Bread.
No saltines over there, huh?
Waitress nope. comes over with his strawberry lemonade. She sets our drinks down. And she goes, what would you like to order? So he goes, I'll have the kids' mac and cheese with edamame on the side. And this chick, whoever she is, should win a fucking Oscar.
She won a Tony a couple years
she
ago.
She should. Because she... out loud, but to herself, but definitely loud enough for him to hear, without missing a beat, goes, kids, white mac and cheddar? And he heard it. She goes, okay, kids, white mac and cheddar? And he goes, no. And that's all he was panicking. Dude, I introduced him to anxiety for the first time. You can see it just wash him. He goes, no. He just yells no out loud to himself, dude. I start pissing myself. His eyes get all watery. And he just looks around. He's not even, he's just looking. He's not focusing on it. He just goes, no. No! Like that, dude. My stomach started hurting. The girl felt terrible. Donna starts telling him, like, he just, I can't even tell him that I was kidding because I'm dying over there. He goes, no. No, like that, dude. I could not, and I'm not even exaggerating. I couldn't fucking breathe. This poor girl's like, I'm so sorry. He told me to say that. It's the same. He was like, oh, thank God. Oh, dude. It was fucking hilarious.
Oh, that is
he
hilarious.
He didn't know what to do. He's looking out the window and everything, dude. He freaked out over that shit, man. That girl was awesome.
Is that what you still get?
Yep. Still to this day. We were there yesterday, and I got the same thing.
He does. He gets it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So he's become such a creature inhabiting food, and this is probably no exaggeration. I've offered him money over the years of just trying food.
Oh my gosh, way too much.
I'll bet you he's passed up, and I'm not even kidding you. And I would have paid every penny of it. He's probably passed up on $15,000 worth.
$15,000.
I would sit there and go, lying. I'll give you $100 right now if you eat that broccoli. $100. Mm-mm. Today he goes, Ryan, will you give me $10? My grades have been all right. But I go, what do you want? What is this? I want a new skin for Fortnite. I go, you want $10?
I needed that
pink balloon right there and blow it up till it pops in your face. Dude, he had this balloon today. It was so, I couldn't believe it. It didn't pop. And he couldn't get the end anymore to keep going. And then he accidentally let it go. And, you know, it's flying around like a cartoon. Dude, I have it on video. He was trying to catch it. This fucking thing said, it sounded like a boot to the face. It smacked him right in the face, dude. Oh, I couldn't breathe.
The empty one?
It like was loud. Yeah. It was like a loud, like, pop, like, straight to my face.
So I go around the corner.
She should have had those sticky gloves, man, those pink Ravens gloves.
Yeah, you would have done it. I go around the corner. This is like 10 minutes later. I'm making lunch for Stella. I hear this, pop! And I come over. He goes, oh. My lips, they sting. I got a cut, but he's over there trying it the whole time. I didn't know, so I gave him $10. But he has passed up on so much fucking.
How much good stuff is he passing up on? Like, will you eat apple pie?
No.
No?
Mm-mm. I mean, I haven't tried it before.
But if you offered him money, he wouldn't do it.
Well, now I would try it. I mean, you never said I'd swallow it or anything.
But I. Well, it was like a month ago.
That's not
I think.
Trying it. I mean, that's licking it.
I mean, it's still. I'm still tasting it.
He was over like a month ago, and I had Old Bay out. I was making something with Old Bay, and he's like, "Can I taste it?" I go, "You know what? I'll tell you what. I grab like Old Bay pepper, just seasoning."
Yeah,
and no, I was it's like, "Not seasoning. It's spicy."
And one drop of hot sauce. One, and I was like, "I will give you $100 right now."
It was a spoonful.
You put this spoonful in your mouth, and I was like, and I video it, and he would not do it. $100.
For
I was
hot
like,
I'll sauce pay and pay. Seasoning?
It was just like pepper and Old Bay and a little bit of hot sauce. I was like, I said, you have to hold it in for 5 solid seconds, and then you can spit it out. You don't need to swallow. You can rinse your mouth right there in the sink.
Nope.
This dude's passed up on a fortune, for real. He could have a car. You could have a car right now.
Do you have your license?
No, I get it in January, or my permit.
Hmm.
So. Are you taking private classes?
No,
they don't offer it in school,
yet.
Right?
No, not in school.
Yeah, that's
I have to do
shame.
It. Well, because my dad got me the handbook So I'm like reading up on that.
Good.
And, or I mean, I don't like read up on it, but I like, I'll look at it once in a while. And then, yeah, then once January comes by, I'm just going to start studying it so I can get my permit and then get my license on my birthday. Or
January soon. Comes by. Derek, what's up, man? It's me, Junior. Doing, baby.
Also, I guess the co-star of the Crystal the Cat high five video right here sitting here at the table. Mm-hmm. Dude, I told him that's how show business goes.
How many views on that now?
I don't have to look. It's millions and millions.
Yeah, it's 2.2 million. Or,
I think it's more than that. That's just on that video. That I still have people send it to me from the UK. They're like, I saw mm-hmm. this over here in Japan. I'm like, what the hell? But I remember him like, I'm in that video too. I was like, that's what showbiz feels like right there, Derek.
Totally.
Crystal the Cat that stole all your thunder.
It was your idea. It wasn't Crystal's.
And the British tabloid, remember they were like, Freddy. Young lad named Freddy. Because yeah. Donna goes, ready, Freddy? And they thought his name was Fred.
Shut
now they're crediting him wrong.
There's a whole, like, there's Freddy this Crawford, article. So we looked it up.
Freddy Crawford. Get your ass out of here. Ready, Freddy, dude.
Now that video is a GIF or GIF, I don't know how to pronounce it, on like iMessage. Like you go into the GIF and type in "kid high fives cat,"
yeah,
and I'll pop up.
Are you serious?
It's a GIF, yeah,
that's amazing.
It's a GIF.
I told them to listen to me. They
my mom was the one who sent it to me first, and I was like, what? And it's
her
there.
Sister sold it outright to some company who is just making bank off of that damn thing right now. Bank.
She sold
just
that
sold
video?
It, sold it for X amount of dollars, and it's just gone now. You got a license. You don't sell your license.
I mean, who even buys that? Gift makers?
Someone.
Somebody, and then they just sell the hell out of it.
How much
thing.
Did you get out of the sale?
I have no clue.
I think like $400, something like that.
$400 or $500.
All right. So I used to go pick Derek up. This is how the whole stepdad started, because I used to pick him up after school in elementary school all the time. And it was funny because he would be just waiting for somebody to get him. Then you show up, and instead of being excited that he'd see you, he'd be almost mad, like, finally, you know, shit like that. So one day I come in, and all these kids are like, who is this? Who is this guy that comes every day? And then, do you remember what you said? He looks at me, he's just like, this is my stepdad, everybody. And I was like, okay, I guess I'm your stepdad. So that's how the whole stepdad thing started.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I would stick up for
that's
him
great.
All the time.
Mm-hmm.
There was this one time, well, the guy's still the manager at that old building, but he would skate in the back. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you've ever seen this Seinfeld has said that on, I think it's in Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, where he talks about those skater kids. And he's like, those kids are going to be all right. He said, you see them out there, they're doing the same trick for 14 hours in a row. Yeah. That's what comedy is. That's what life is. Like,
totally.
Those kids are going to be just fucking fine over there. So he's out back and he's, you know, there's no half pipe out there. He's just tick-tacking mm-hmm. and doing some, you know, ollies and just practicing. So it's mm-hmm. all that. And that old dude went out there and yelled at him and his friend one day and told him that they had to take it off property. And so I was cool about it. I go, all right, look, it's driving them nuts. Just take it out front to the sidewalk, to the street. And he's like, no, that's not good enough. And I was like, well, that's where we're going to stop right there. That's public property. He's like, I can still hear it there. I go, I don't give a shit if you can still. So I'm up on the balcony yelling down at this dude's old, too. And I'm like, you're taking advantage of kids. So I'm yelling down. I was like, get back in there. Get back in there.
And taking that's the advantage. Same with-
he was. You don't get to tell someone they can't go practice on the sidewalk.
No.
Because it's in front of your house.
Mm-hmm.
So then one time. He was, why don't you tell us about your musical instrument choice?
All right, so it was third to fourth grade,
mm-hmm.
and we got to get into music, and we got to pick out our instrument. And I saw, like when I was in third grade, the kids in, like, fifth grade had, like, the cellos and everything. I was like, oh, those are cool. They're, like, they're big. You could roll them around everywhere. So I was like, all right.
Bigger is better in his mind.
Yeah, I thought bigger is better.
My nephew has one right now.
So I chose the cello. Worst decision of my life.
And then I came over one day and I looked at it. I looked at him and I just started laughing my ass off. I was like, you're going to hate this in about 2 weeks, bro.
Totally.
It was the worst instrument I could have picked out of all of them. It was like, there was like violins and cellos and trumpets and like flutes and stuff like that. But I want to like roll it around, and I want to like let everyone in the world know that I have a cello.
You're going to ride that thing.
Worst decision
ever.
And especially like taking it to and from school, trying to carry it up the stairs and rolling it around everywhere. It's the worst.
How long did you play it for?
2 years.
2 years?
Did you?
Well, it's because...
I don't remember being that long.
No, fourth and fifth grade, you had to play an instrument. And if you wanted to play sixth or middle school, you can decide to, and I decided not to.
Gotcha.
So, and I just played the saxophone and the flute because of my grandpa.
Sax is dope. And the flute.
Yeah, mm-hmm. His grandfather played.
He played what?
Sax.
Saxophone.
Yeah. I mean, I love the trumpet. Trumpet's my jam.
I messed with the clarinet first, then the trumpet, and then bass guitar. And what I really wanted to do the whole damn time was drums and guitar. You know what I mean? I never did the damn shit I wanted to do. I did these other things. But one day, this thing's big and it's loud. It's got that one little janky-ass wheel on the bottom. You know what I mean? Like, dragging it. So he's like, Ryan, will you drag it? I go, no. You pick that instrument. You're going to carry that thing. You're going to drag it until you either drag it and you love it or you can't stand it anymore. And we're walking home from school and there's this...
Shortcut.
It's a little, I mean, 10-step shortcut. All it is through this community, like, parking lot for these three or four buildings that are right here on the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And we're dragging it through, and then we just hear this old man start yelling at us. Don't cut through here! I don't know where he is. I don't know
what. He just starts looking up and just starts yelling.
I was not. You don't tell us where the hell we can walk with this cello, dude. And he's just trying to pull it through. I don't even know who I'm yelling at.
You don't even know where he is?
I have no idea.
No, he's just looking up
everywhere. I'm yelling it so he can hear us. Like, you ain't telling us we can't walk
through. Were you really mad or were you laughing?
I was mad. Why? Because he didn't see me. He only saw him, was yelling at him.
How do you know who he saw? You couldn't see him.
I was back a little bit. You're right about that. But he saw him underneath and started yelling at him. He didn't say, you guys. He's talking to him.
Yeah.
That's when I swooped in. I stick up for him all the time. I taught you how to switch hit.
Yep, in my bedroom.
Tell him about that. What did we used to do?
I don't know if that's legit.
We used to... No. Well,
it carried over to the field.
Yeah.
Did it?
So, it did.
It was one of those like Dodger like foam bats in the ball.
Yeah, that's what all the pros start with. Yeah.
And... And we're at my door. My bed's like in the other room.
Tell him what your uniform was.
I don't even remember.
Tighty whities, bro. He come out in his tighty whities.
Why would it be? That's where everybody defends their homecoming.
So his mom would leave, and I'd be like, all right, we can play baseball in your bedroom. But you got to not, because the only thing in there that you really could hit was the light that would blow out. You know,
And then the blinds would fall too.
Yeah, and the blinds would drop out. So I would announce
it was
them,
the Hummel collection.
I'd be like, get in your closet and I'll announce you. But what I used to do, because it would make me laugh, is I'd do like a 2-minute introduction. He'd be in there going, come on.
Totally.
I'd be like, now batting, but I'd do all the echoes and shit, like number 8888, left fielder, left hand, favorite car, favorite food. He'd be like, come on. And then finally I let him come out and I play some music. He's dancing. I go, by the way, if you ever do this in baseball, you're going to get beaten in your face. So he would come out, and I would make him do 5 from the right side, and then he had to switch and do 5 from the left side. He started to get better from the left side.
You want to make it in the major league, you got to hit from the right and the left.
Listen, so here are two life lessons.
You want to play 2 sports professionally, you kick field goal, and you cook.
Same thing I told him. You want to play football, you kick field goals. You want to play baseball, you DH it. Play. You switch it, DH, you can play at your 40. You can get to an American League team, get a pennant at the end of your career. So he starts hitting really good, but he's blowing the blinds out. Now he's getting stronger and shit. He's knocking the light bulbs out and stuff. And then I would put a Ravens helmet on him, but I would play this game. Do you remember where I used to do the pileup? Like, we'd be I'd tackle him. But then I'd act like 20 people had to get up all of them, and I'm just putting elbows through the thing and fingers in his
chicken sandwiches.
Everything, bro. Everything.
Chicken sandwiches.
I tell him he's playing Little League, and I go, look, you don't have to switch it if you don't want to. But if you want to, just whenever you feel like it, you go up. And at the time, coaches were pitching, and the rule was every kid got 3 at-bats. I think that was like a minimum, each kid got 3 at-bats. So he goes up the first 2 times and he hits right-handed. I say nothing. I don't bring it up. And the next time he walks from the dugout and he looks right
kicked
at
me. Kicked a field goal.
And he kicked 3 points. A 35-yarder. Off the uprights, but it went in. And he looks right at me. And he stands from the left side of the plate. And he hits a double.
Nice.
Hits a double. This is awesome, dude. I was like, holy shit. And he got better from the left side. Then his coach, do you remember this? His son tried it. And his son wasn't good at it. So the coach made a rule that no one can switch hit.
No way.
Do you remember that?
I don't remember
it. He did.
But,
he made him stop because his son wasn't good at it.
I remember that that the coach's son would... no one was allowed to be the pitcher besides him. And no one was allowed to call out their positions. Well, like if... let's say if I wanted to be first base, he would have to be the first one. Like if he wanted to be first base, then that's his position. I couldn't be it.
Yeah.
So it was.
He got picked.
Yeah. It was whatever he wanted.
Little bitch.
And every year, I was always the Detroit Tigers. Every year for some reason, it was like 5 years.
That
straight.
Was your squad.
Yeah. Hmm. It's the same team.
Do you remember basketball? You had that coach. He was a really really good coach, but he was just loud. He was just a yeller, but he yelled, but he'd be like, way to hustle, way. It was positive, but it was just loud.
Oh,
so remember that dude? He was at your middle school.
Like all the jewelry? Coach Alex, I think.
He was a good coach.
Over turtleneck or just straight up jewelry?
No,
tank top, right? He's a basketball guy.
And he had these like big old diamond earrings, like the squares.
A penny. Man. Yeah, but he was a good coach. And again, loud, but it was always positive. Way to hustle, get back, guys. You're looking good out there. Great job. And do you remember Quentin? How big is he now, by the way? 6'1".
He has to be over 6 foot.
He was bigger than me when he was in like 7th grade. I mean, they called him Baby Shaq. The dude was humongous. One of his good friends.
He was probably like already 6 foot in like 7th grade, 8th grade, something like that. He was really tall.
So when you got a coach like that, and it's in a gymnasium, and it's echoing, you can feel tension building. You know what I mean? Again, all positive. He wasn't, come on, ref, none of that. And this little white kid stepped in front of Quentin to take the charge.
I remember this.
Did not get those feet planted in time.
Quentin just pushed him over. Straight trained him.
Yeah.
And the kid went down hard. And this dad, do you remember?
Runs up.
Out of the bleachers and right in his coach's face.
And just starts screaming.
You're dirty and you're teaching them how to do this. And that's why I keep emphasizing that all that guy was yelling was nothing but positivity to his team.
And
nothing.
It got to the point where like the police had to come in. The game was ended. It was like a whole deal.
Middle school.
Yeah, I was seventh grade.
So the guy gets in the coach's face and the coach.
Because what? The kid... like didn't take the kid stepped in to take a charge.
He tried.
He tried.
And it was clean.
It did not work.
Well, first of all, the kid's trying to take a charge. So
that's right.
You're in the game.
Yeah.
You know, what do you want?
And he got freight trained by Baby Shaq. Mm-hmm. I mean, monster. And then Quentin started crying. He was so upset because this guy comes out of the bleachers and he gets in the coach's face and he's accusing him of teaching him dirty tactics and you're a dirty coach. And this guy, I don't know how he did it. He just turned his back, gathered his team, said, come on, guys, we're going to go right over here. They went over to the corner. Like Derek said, the security came in and the police got called. And I've told this story before. Like, that dad, it wasn't even his kid.
Yeah.
Just some dude that ran out of the damn bleachers. His might have had a kid on the team, but they had to kick him out, make sure he left and all this shit. But
who won the game?
They did.
Yeah, it was probably
him. It was a good coach, man. He had a good coach. And I'm super competitive. So I've taught him maybe not the best things, but there was one time I talked trash to him when we're playing outside all the time, and then he did it in basketball, and Donnie goes, he goes, Derek, you can't do that. He goes, why not? Ryan does it to me all the time. I'm like, that's at home. I just at home. But I did teach him how to. No one likes this when I say it, but I taught him how to take a dive. Do you remember? In soccer?
Oh, in soccer, yeah.
I would tell him how we used to like get up on guys and pinch them right there in the love handles, and they turn around and punch. What the hell's that, ref? They always get caught.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and if somebody gets near you even close enough and you're on a one-on-one break, you dive.
You just fall.
If they even hit your feet, you go down hard. You got to sell it. So we go to AYSO on the Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to remember if this was a silent. I hate it. No one else.
It was
does
a
it.
Silent Sunday or
Saturday.
Silent Saturday.
What's that?
AYSO in Santa Monica only. By the way, they don't do this everywhere else.
No coaches, no parents. It's just the kids communicating. No one could say a word.
Also, you can't cheer.
Yeah,
your kids score a goal. You're not allowed to cheer. Silent Saturday.
That's weird.
So you know what I'm saying on the sideline about this Silent Saturday. This is some bullshit over here. So here he comes. Boom. He gets a ball right to him. He's on a one-on-one breakaway, and his kids come behind him and hits him. Oh, Messier over here.
I took a hard dive,
dude. I saw it. And I said, I said, he just took a dive. And the ref blew the whistle. They called it. Derek looked back at me, smiled. I had to turn away. I'm like, don't look at me.
Unbelievable.
He got the call, though, yep. Dude. He really got the call.
Did he get a PK on that?
No, he was outside the box. Yeah. He was ripping, but he got the call for it. But he could have kept going. Like,
yeah.
Boom, he got the call. It made me laugh so hard. That was fucking terrible. And then one time, do you remember when we played Wheel of Fortune?
Yeah, I remember that. So it was
a video game.
Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. So we got this. It was like $5. It was for my PS3 that we had. So it was me and Ryan versus my mom and my grandma. And before the game even started, Ryan was like, I'm going to hit a million. I'm going to hit a million. And we were all like, yeah. We're going to hit a million.
A million on the thing?
On the thing. Because, like, you know, like the spin. You
oh, there's
it's
a wheel.
Like, it's, so it's like I don't a know quarter if you, of a tick.
Yeah, I don't know if you watch
it's
Wheel
like
of Fortune.
Super small.
I didn't know this was an option either. But these days, there's a million. It's a sliver on there. And if you hit it, you get it. But in order to win that million.
You got
to
solve the puzzle.
All three puzzles.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it just kind of like sits there?
It carries.
Like, yeah, it's like gotcha. One of the things you have with you.
But in order to, even though you get it, in order to win it, you still have to get all the puzzles too. You have to go perfect basically
wow.
to get that.
Okay.
Including the final puzzle and all that shit.
Otherwise, you walk with like 7,500.
That's it.
And we get it. He lands on it. We're like, oh my gosh, he got it.
Had anyone got it?
No.
And how long had you had the game?
Not even a week, bro.
Okay.
I still have it. It's in my drawer. And he hits the million. We're all like, he hit the million. Like, he hit it.
It's before we even solved the first
yeah.
puzzle.
And I'm not too sure what, like, happened after. I don't really remember. But all I remember is he hit the million, and we were just all, like, shocked. And then I don't remember what we did after
boom,
that.
Boom, I hit one.
You solved the first
puzzle?
Solved
the first puzzle.
And this is you and Derek are a team?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Donna's mom loves to watch Wheel of Fortune. And
she's a wheel watcher?
She's a wheel watcher. But I'm way better. And I always solve the puzzle on purpose. I'll do that out loud. I'll be in the kitchen. I'll just look around the corner and be like, Boston Ballet. She'll be like, damn it! Like, she'll get all mad.
Really?
Yes. It would be.
So I'm slaying it. There's the first one. Now, honestly, I forget about it. I didn't, because I hit it, and it does, you just get another spin. It's just in your till, mm-hmm. basically. And then we win the second puzzle. Then we win the third puzzle. And then we go do the final one.
The final spin or whatever it is.
And I nail that, and then we fucking ended up winning a million.
But on the final spin, you have to hit a million again, and you hit that.
Yeah, whatever the rule, it was hard.
He hit a million twice.
I hit it, and then we won the million, and then I just didn't end up letting anybody hear it the rest of the night. I just let them all hear about how I was the wheel champ.
Did she even keep playing?
No, we were done after that.
That's it.
We were done after that.
Confetti, pop, boom, yeah. We're done. We're out.
So confetti.
Million dollars.
Yep.
So his grandma, I want you to tell your version of this. She is OCD big time. Mm-hmm. Very, everything's got, she'll come over and organize your cabinets and tell
yeah,
you,
yeah.
This is how you
the
should
trash.
Have your cabinets
the
and
trash.
Everything. So she was there a lot when Stella was born, and we had this one, it was just one Chick-fil-A sauce packet.
It was just one of the small ones.
And I would just move it. And then I'd come back the next morning and I would see that it would be put back in this other place.
It was in the door right under where, like, you would put
the butter.
Yeah, the butter thing.
I know.
But I would move it every day. And I was doing this for like a week by myself, not telling anybody. And every day that thing will be back.
Mm-hmm.
So one day I pulled Derek aside.
He told me about it. And from that day on,
I go, your grandma keeps putting it back. I want to double duty it now. You and me, you see that packet. Every time you open that fridge, put it in a different location. Everywhere, all over the
fridge. We would put it behind the little Brita filter. We put it in the back. We put it on the in a drawer in the bottom. Every time
every
she
morning
was,
that motherfucker was right back in the butter. Dude,
awesome.
We were dying. He goes, and then we tell grandma later, I go, No. We never tell grandma. This is us. We leave the earth with this.
Yeah.
And she could not figure out who the hell was doing it. And every day we did that shit. Dude, it was killing me.
At dinner time, she would also, she brung it up, like, who was moving the little sauce thing. We wouldn't say a word. We're like, what are you talking about? And after that dinner, she went, she put it back, and we moved it again.
Oh, God, dude.
And, like, what she also does is, I love those, like, peppermint ball candies, like, the little soft ones.
Yeah.
So whenever she's down here, she'll go to, like, Rite or whatever and get, like, a big tub of them.
Or just empty the bowl at a restaurant.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, right in a so,
no.
Like, no, we would take, like, all the mints and leave.
I'm not kidding,
and
dude.
Leave. Like,
just roll out.
Like, at La Vecchia, they have, like, a tray.
Yeah.
We would take, like, a good handful. Put it in the first and
unbelievable.
Leave. So, before she would leave, she would put them in a bowl and then put like the ceramic wrap over it and then put it up somewhere. So she hid one from me, and I kid you not, 2 years later we found it. It was above our sink in the very back corner behind all like the cleaning products. And we called her and told her about it.
What?
She would hide all of my stuff for some reason to tell me to find it. And
amazing.
Like it was cool. It was like funny. But then it would get on my nerves sometimes because I would really want some mints. And she was like, you have to find them. And I'd be in there standing on the counters and everything trying to find them.
Amazing.
We go up there to visit when we were together. We go up there and visit for the summer and a seafare weekend. And they've got these great friends who, I don't know what the guy did. He invented something for DuPont, whatever. His guest house has a fucking elevator in it. Like, they live on Lake Washington, and Bill Gates is around the corner, literally.
Yeah. Russell Wilson, all of them right there.
All right there. And they've got these great water bikes and kayaks and just toys. You know, they have their own, not dock, boat slip.
Like, yeah.
The boats that pull in next to them are just monsters, and there's all these
yachts and everything.
You know, all these young, hot, everybody on their party, and that seafare weekend, that's what that's all about, boats.
It's like, crazy.
It's like Indy 500 for boats, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, so.
This was like before there was like a ton of smog. Like, you couldn't, like, it was like, we would see Mount Rainier, like, crystal clear with the snow on the top, and it was like blue. It was like all pretty and nice. So we went to go. How did we do this? Did we tie the rope to the kayak and the bike?
Yeah,
the back
so there's
frame?
A water bike, and then there's a kayak.
Mm-hmm.
And we would put, he wanted to go first, so he would kayak, and then I would ride, or behind me. So I'd ride the water bike and tow the kayak. It's a bike. You're actually pedaling the thing, you know.
With a giant wheel.
Yes.
Yeah.
And but if you don't get it right, you'll just sit there all day and go nowhere. Yeah. You got to, like, get it right in stride and like, you know, take your time
turning.
And get the tide.
Can it tip?
Yeah, it can definitely tip.
Yeah.
It's just like a, you know, three. It's a three. Is it a three wheeler? No, it's a two.
No, it has.
It's
it
got
has
the,
one
the
propeller
skis.
In the back,
yeah, it's
and
got
then
a propeller.
It has like two.
Yeah, that's
two
it.
Like floaters on the side.
So we decide. You know how shit doesn't look as far. It looks farther. It looks closer than it really is. We're like, we'll go down to that.
Especially, you don't know which way this
right.
So the
like,
current's
there's
going.
This bridge.
There's a bridge that goes.
There's a
over.
Huge bridge. So we were like, let's just go under it and like.
We'll go down
like,
to the bridge. We'll turn around. We'll come back. That's
like
our
it
plan.
Looks like it's only like a couple minutes away. Like we could get there fast, and so we can go like just like look
Man,
around the house.
Halfway
and stuff.
There, I felt like Lance Armstrong. Just
we were there. We were oh, out there for a cool like hour and a half, just trying to get there
longer,
and back.
Just to get there. Right. So then we turn around and I'm aware now that we've been gone a while and we haven't told anyone
where we are
that we're doing this or where we are. And we're just laughing and having a good time. And then now he's biking and I'm rowing and everything. And we're just laughing. We're having a blast.
Mm-hmm.
And we get about halfway back. You know, there's people on their docks. They wave when you go by and stuff. And we see this one lady. And she comes down to the edge of her grass, and she's jumping and waving. I'm like, Derek, look at this asshole. You know, like, look at this lady, Derek, this idiot over here. Over and on. And then she keeps doing it. We're like, oh. And then she keeps doing it. We're like, I was like, oh, shit, that's your
shit. So, like, there's just, like, community park on the end.
Is this on
of
the
this,
ocean?
Like,
it's on Lake Washington.
It's okay. On Lake
it
Washington.
It might as well be. It's monster. Yeah.
So, there's just, like, little community park, like I would say, like, four houses down. She drove out or walked out over there to a community park to try to like see where we were. And we were just there. We didn't even know like how long we were gone, like how far we were. We were just trying to get to the bridge.
I had
back.
A sense when we came back to how long. Once I realized who that was, I was
a
like,
long,
we've been
long,
gone a minute.
Yeah.
And they're asking people. She's like, we didn't know where you were. We're asking people if they've seen you go by. I'm like, nah, we didn't tell. And we were out
see
there
the guy
for a while.
Winded out of his mind on a giant bike.
I had that helmet on, the, you know, the aerodynamic helmet out there.
You had a helmet?
Why would I have a helmet on? It was far as shit, though,
it really
dude. It was so damn far, man.
It was like
really
a marathon
far.
For us, just biking there and back. It was just killed us.
Competitive, bro. We played Uno a lot. Talking about the time y'all had me buried. Y'all had me buried. His mom plays Uno not the way I played Uno growing up. Where we grew up, you picked until you could play a card. So you could end up getting
right
40 cards in your
hand.
What
does she play?
We just pick one.
And then if you can play it, you play it, and then you move on.
Huh. Yeah. I think we used to play it that you would pick. And that was your turn. You don't get to play still. I don't remember. It's been a long time since I played Uno.
But they were killing me. And then teaming up on me, reversing on me, skipping me, like on a team and stuff. I was done. And then.
Mm-hmm. And then what?
I don't know what happened. What powers he got?
What powers he got?
He came back.
Was it a demon?
I was paralyzed in my chair, but I could see everything.
He had some kind of powers, and he came back, and all he was doing was, riding a horse.
Dude, we were laughing so hard. I put the Lone Ranger theme song on the table, just was like, I kept going. I was like, and I'm going to skip you. Skip you is the most epic.
Well, it's because he probably had all the
Uno
cards.
Comeback,
how many cards did you have?
No, we couldn't play like that. It was an epic Uno comeback.
He just had, I don't know what happened. He had no cards at the beginning. Like, he just had nothing to play against us.
Did he play any games after that, or does he always just go out on top?
No, we would play after that. And I would beat him too.
I want to talk about like the first time we met, and then like, do you remember the time I scared him because he was in tighty whities and I was making pizza in the kitchen. Uh-huh. This is the first time I like came. Do you remember this? I came over to hang out, and he didn't know what to make of me or how I was or who I was or anything. He's just like looking at his mom, and I go, do you want to help me make the pizza? He's like, okay. And do you remember this? And we're like,
no.
I had the dough rolled out, and he's putting the sauce on. I just looked at him, and I went, look at you making pizza in your underpants, huh? And he just looked at his mom like, what the fuck?
How old were you?
It's like 6.
I have no clue.
I first met you. Mom brought you to work when we were both working at Fox. I was writing and producing. She was mixing. And that's when you just came in for a day. And I remember seeing you. I was like, what a cute kid. And then we didn't start dating for still a while after that. But I remember when we split, she didn't let either of us say goodbye to each other. And it was always this thing for me like, okay, well.
How old were you?
Like 8 or 9, something like that.
Oh, really?
Well,
the first time?
Yeah, because we were together for 2 years, apart for 2. So that was
And then
for another like 2.
Mm-hmm. So 6 total.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you were 8.
So maybe 9, something like that when we split.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And then, we ended up.
It seems like so long ago.
I know. Mm-hmm. We ended up getting back together, and I was very hesitant because I didn't want – it was the first time I'd lost 2 people in a relationship. You know, usually just break up with 1 person.
Yeah.
And, I love this dude, so it killed me that I never got to say goodbye to him. But then I thought, eventually he'll be on Facebook or something. I'll look his ass up, you know. But then we ended up getting back together, and it was months before I came to the house to see him. And do you remember the first time I came back?
No.
So I come back.
Hold on a second. Just give her a second. That probably hurts him a little.
I'm sitting at the table and I'm shuffling Uno cards, and he's in the shower and he comes out and I go, "Are we ever going to finish this game or what?"
I remember this.
And
like a movie.
And he paused like he saw like a ghost, sleep paralysis, like the ghost from Arrowhead followed us. And he goes,
"It's crazy,
Ryan," like frozen. And then he just starts crying. He comes and his mom's like, "You can go give him a hug." And he runs over, gives me a hug and stuff, and I'm all good.
Mm-hmm.
And
whooped his ass at Uno.
We sit down and we start playing Uno. And then Derek says, "I used to play out front by myself and look in every car that passed by for you." And I was like, dude, that's what I lost. I was so good until he said that. I was like, oh, that would fucking kill me right there, dude. That would kill me. Mm-hmm. Now you're stuck with me. You could have had any weird. You could have had any weird person come in your life. You got a fun stepdad.
Yep.
I was there the first time, so I used to take him to the skate park all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I remember that when you used to go
all
over there
all the time
by that police station at 14th
every
Olympic,
day.
Right?
Every day.
Every day I'd go and I'd watch and I'd try to help him as
he would
much
tell
as I
me.
Could.
He would tell me, Derek, man, he landed one today.
You got really good really fast at that. I was impressed. And and then there's this one little kid who's like uncle was not Tony Hawk, but might as well have been.
Oh,
he's in
yeah.
there doing 360. He's like
yeah.
nine. He's doing 360s in the thing. I'm like, Jesus Christ. He's already got a spot. He's doing way more with his life than we are.
Mm-hmm. Time! Get on out of there now.
Yeah, he was just, I think he saw on like Instagram or something, but when we used to like skate together, he was like really, like, it was just like, it was weird because there's like two different types of skaters. There's like the flat ground, like,
Skaters,
the street skaters, and sure. there's the tranny skaters. And
like
then,
in the bowls?
Yeah, like in the bowls and doing all that stuff. So he was like that. He was like the ones who were like in the bowls and doing all the 360s and stuff. And when I first like saw him, I thought he was like, oh, he's just one of those like those skaters. And then he started like doing these like tricks and like these tray flips flat and all these like street skater stuff. I was like, what the heck? And like from then, I just like started getting friends with him. And, like, he taught me, like, a lot of the stuff that I know now.
Yeah. Oh, that's
and, like,
awesome.
He's, like, and he's still at Venice, like, today, just, like, doing his thing.
Yeah.
Oh, is he down there?
Yeah. I think so.
He doesn't, like, skate professionally or anything like that?
I think he does.
He's got to. If he doesn't, yeah. that's a waste. This kid yeah. was sick at that age. Like,
yeah.
You know, you see a kid with talent like that, you just see it. You're like, good Lord.
Mm-hmm. I lived it, baby.
So. So there's this one night, his mom's getting in my ass because it's dinner, and dinner's ready. And I'm like, come on, we got to go. And he's so close to coming up out of the bowl.
I think it was when there was like this little like fly out section, and like I would like jump out of the bowl and do a trick. And I don't know if it was
but
like
he would fly
out
without the board. He couldn't make it up without
yeah.
with the board.
Yeah.
And then I think like there was like a bet that he told me. It was like, if you land it right here, like you do something, I forgot what it was.
Yeah, so there were these two moms watching me, and they're like, you're really good with him. And I was like, yeah, well, I can see how close he is. So I told him, if you, this is the last one right here. If you make it, then you can stay until you miss it. I don't care. I'll take the heat. I don't care if we're here another hour.
If you make it?
If he can get up out of the bowl on the board. Because
like,
he was
like landing it.
He was this close every time. Like he would just jump off at the last second. I go, if you can get it, then you can stay. And once you get it, because you know once you get something,
you got to keep going.
Yeah. And then you got it, so you want to keep doing it. And I was like, I don't care if we're here for another hour. If you do that, then I'll take the heat, mom can yell all you want to. And we're about to leave, and he comes up out of the bowl. But I mean, like slow motion, just tips it down and stays on. I was like, holy shit. So we stayed like another, I think you went for another like 15 or 20 minutes without missing and coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Getting a lot of heat on the text about that meal getting warm and cold.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he killed
like,
it.
Hey, we're going to go celebrate.
I was there for a lot.
Yeah. I remember when my mom brought, it was when my cousins came down and my aunt, and they picked me up at the skate park. And it was like, it was my grandma, my aunt, and my two cousins and then my mom. Mm-hmm. They were all there just waiting for me to be done. And, like, I saw all of them, and I didn't know what to do. So I just left because I didn't want them to be, like, there.
Yeah.
So, like, everyone was there. Like the whole family was there. We were there for, like, I think it was, like, 15 minutes when they were there, and then we left after that.
Yeah. Well, I know that deal. You just don't want them. It's cool if Rye's watching and knows what you're doing, but yeah. when it's your family, you're like, I don't want you guys watching me right
yeah.
now. I know that deal.
That's like when they come to see you do stand-up. Tell them about the Sound Grenade app.
Oh, so we used to get
everybody
with this. And especially like when we first found this app, we used to get my mom, and she used to go crazy, start yelling at me for it and everything. And she didn't know where it came from. So the only like,
well, what is it?
It's this app, and it's like, make what is like a high frequency?
It's a high
sound?
Frequency.
It's like one of those
super and high.
So
can you hear it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but apparently some people can't, we yeah. learned, because we would put it on when we would go.
Because I've been having it going all day. The whole time we've been in here.
We would go to CPK, and we would just put it on. We would sit down. I'd be like, Derek, I'm going to put it on. And then we would put it on. And he would try to just sit there and color with a straight face. And I would just, like, we play tic-tac-toe. We're trying to ignore it, you know. Mm-hmm. And Donald would just be like, God. And then you'd start looking around. and people just all turning their heads real quick and holding their ear like, God, other people, nothing. Like, they don't hear it. Yeah. Or it's so weird. But, man, we would go everywhere and do that shit, and we would piss ourselves. Because people right behind, because it's right here, but it sounds like it's all the way over there. It's so fucking fun. Just get it. Sound grenade and put it on and watch people. It's a good one.
Everything just goes crazy for it because they don't know what it is. They'll be like, what is that? They'll be like plugging their ears and they'll be like, just start looking around. It's the funniest thing ever.
Do you remember that time, Larson? I would bring clothes
for River.
I would bring clothes over for River, and we were stopping by, and we had some that were supposed to go into Mount Olive, the donation thing, and then the other ones were going to you. So he was driving over with me one night, and I go, Derek, throw these in the bin, and then these go to Jay. And he's just not paying attention, and he just throws them all in the bin except for one bag. And I'm like, what are you doing? I just said they go to Jay. He's like, what? So I have him by his feet. Looking in to try, but they had just emptied it, or it wouldn't have been a big deal.
Did you have a flashlight or something? Or
no,
could you see in there?
You could see. It was only one bag in there. You know, there's streetlights and stuff. But then I realized what we look like we're robbing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? At the church. This is before Stella even. No, she was gone there then. And so we're trying to reach, and I was like, nah, dude, we can't do this. We look like we're robbing the damn churches to give people some shit. Tell them about the snake at Fryman Canyon.
I remember this. I remember this very, very vividly, too. We were hiking. It was me and him. I think it was just us two. I don't know.
It was.
It was just us two. And we were hiking. We were up. And we went up and then we went back down. And we were going back to the car. And we were just talking about the hike. And we were looking at, over the view of, the whole city or whatever. And we get back. And I'm walking, on one foot on the curb and then one foot, off the curb. So I'm just, over there, away from the cars. And Ryan points at something, on my feet. And he's like, what's that?
Backstory real quick. I always mess with him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Always. If we're in the water, there's a shark. There's a snake. I'm always messing with him.
If there's a chicken sandwich, your fingers in.
Fingers, right?
Yeah. So,
and we have just, Fryman Canyon?
Yeah.
We just finished the dirt path, and now we're in the cul-de-sac by Clooney's house, and we're coming down the hill.
Yeah.
So we're walking back to the car, and he's, pointing something at my feet, what's that? And I didn't make a big deal of it or anything. And I look down, and I see it's, a snake. And he said that I did a two-step over it. I was just dancing over it and everything.
I had been saying the whole hike, because I've seen a million rattlesnakes up there and a bobcat. Snake, 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 snake. And this time we're going down, and it's right against a white curb. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a baby. It's only about maybe.
But it's a rattlesnake?
I don't know. It's a racer or something. It looked like a racer. It didn't look like a rattler. But it was a baby. But it was scared. It was trying to get away from us, too. And I look down and I see it moving. They're fast. You know, I'm like, snake! Snake! And he's, at this point, he doesn't believe anything. I
like
say.
How I'm he like, was with his mac and cheese. Yeah.
No! 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 I'm like, snake! Snake! And he's like, and then he looks down and sees it. Dude, he danced, two-stepped all the way down that damn hill. He was trying to get out. The thing was trying to get away from him. Dude, I was pissing myself, man. It made me laugh so fucking hard.
My buddy's got a fake snake. And when we go golfing, some of the places you go golfing, it's like high desert area.
Uh-huh.
And we were golfing this time with this old dude. And we used to always get people with it. Mm-hmm. And so, we pulled up to, where you stop your cart and you have to walk up this big hill. It's all dirt and, deserty.
Yeah.
So we put the snake down. And I start videotaping. And I see the guy and he comes and he goes, snake! And I go, what? Where? And he goes, right there! And I go, and I'm realizing, how am I going to get him? So I start walking towards him, towards the snake. And I go, where is it? He goes, no, go! And I grabbed it and I picked it up and I go, ah! And the guy, he was in his 60s. It was the best.
Tell him about how I taught you to swim. Who taught you how to swim?
In the mankini, Ryan.
In the mankini.
What mankini?
It was just one. It was just one piece.
Who had a one piece?
No, it was not a one piece. This is funny.
It was a whole.
I was teaching him how to swim for a while, and then we go to our buddy's place. Actually, you were the one filming when Stella hit her first home run. It was at his house, at Jim's house. And I'm trying to teach him how to. First thing I got him was this stupid ass, what was it, a superhero, Spider-Man. It was a suit.
Yeah, it was like.
But it ended up being really dangerous because it would make you float on your face, and you couldn't lift your neck up. So I'm just working with him at my pool when where we started the Crab Feast in that, that apartment back there. And then he was just ready, just like Stella just recently happened too. Like we, I've been working with him all day. And then I called it a mankini because he had these, we only had a pair of shorts that were way too big for him, but the drawstring was long enough that I was able to tie it behind his neck.
Shut your mouth.
And pull the pants. So that was the mankini. And we're all hanging out. And it's close to dark at this point. Maybe,
I think I've seen Josh Nassar in one of those.
Probably. It's like 6 p.m. and we just hear this splash. And we turn around. I'm like, oh my, but it, he was just ready. Yeah. He didn't say anything to anybody. He dove in, swam the whole length and back.
Nice.
And I was like, holy shit. But I was like, you can't swim in that damn mankini. So I got my car, drove right to the bottom of the hill to Walmart, got him a Spider-Man bathing suit, brought it up, and he's been swimming ever since, bro.
That's awesome.
The mankini.
Yep.
Maybe you never would have learned how to swim if it wasn't for that mankini. You know what I mean?
It probably wasn't, because I would have probably never learned.
Tell Jay about how you scared the night I had you and your friend about scaring people.
Oh, we had my
P.S.,
friend.
And I'm being serious, you're going to get shot in the face if you keep doing this, so do not do this.
I don't do it anymore, because, like, I don't know why. I just stopped doing it, but it was a night.
Because you're going to get killed. That's
all. I think we were going to Krispy Kreme's,
mm-hmm.
and we were just getting, like, a dozen donuts or just donuts or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and there was this, like, older guy, and he was getting, like, we were driving on the street and his car was parked in the street, so we're like right there, and he was opening his door to get into the car with a box of donuts,
and we're driving by,
mm-hmm.
very close and slow
then, and then I go, Ryan watch, roll down the window. I just just scream at him and just
where
he scared the shit out of this.
Oh, this guy's like, leaving.
A we're pulled out. You know, we're going like 5 miles an hour. We're just pulling out of the parking lot to go by, and this guy's got his hands full of donuts.
Did he flip those boxes?
Oh, I don't know if he did or not, because they went, ha! Like that. That guy shit himself. And I was like, what are you doing? But they kept doing it to everybody. And I'm laughing and also going, you're going to get killed. Someone's going to shoot you in the face. Like, don't do
that. And then
shit.
Remember the one time
where you hit a red light. Yeah. Someone's like, I can catch up to
guess
them.
Guess what?
Where, what were we saying? We're like, hey, Jeff, or something like that. And
oh, yeah,
and
that's one we used to do back home.
And then the one tourist dude that, like, put his hand up and
so we
down.
Used to go all the time and go, hey, Jeff! And then they'd look and we'd go, Jeff, father! It was just something dumb we did all the time. So I got him saying it all the time. And we would just yell, driving down the street, we yelled at somebody, like, hey. And he would do it all the time. Like, do it to this guy, Ryan. Do it to this guy. I'm like, hey, Jeff. And they turn around and look. And I'm like, Jeff Oliver. And then we drive away. And then we started doing, like we used to do, you guys made more of a game out of it, but we used to just try to get people to fake wave to us, you know? And there was this one time, this one guy, man, this to this day,
he
was
a fanny pack.
Fanny pack, like khaki short, just straight looked like he was a tourist
Crocs
that was here for the Rose Bowl game. You know what I mean?
Totally.
And we just did that. Hey, Jeff! And he threw his hand up, excited as shit. He definitely had to be Jeff. But about at right at the top, he realized he had been had because we were already laughing. And he tried to take it back real quick. You know what I mean? Like, suck at that dude. We were laughing so fucking hard.
Did you get
him
with a Jafala?
Yeah, we had everybody, everybody gets a Jafala.
And we would do that. I do that with Reed now. I go, let's see how many waves we can get. I go, hey, Barry! You know,
oh,
just do like
I
a muddled voice.
Yeah, we did it with you that night.
We were with you and then the guy on the bike. And we yelled and he put his hand up, but then realized he like wasn't, he didn't know anybody. And then put
it right back down.
The best.
On
his bike. See, until you guys all try to scare me, but the way I scare people, and I did it, I'll never forget. We were driving down Ocean Park and it's just quiet and I'm driving. Do you remember?
Yes.
What did I do?
It's quiet and he just yells out of nowhere. And just like he'll like move the steering wheel too, and he just yells out of nowhere. I don't think I've ever been scared like
I
that hard
over,
in my life.
I was laughing so
wait, who did you scare?
No, him. He scared
just,
me.
It's quiet.
It's just
like,
quiet.
He wanted to go get like an Egg McMuffin for breakfast. And we're just going down the hill on like a Sunday before the game, and it's all silent. I just went, ah! Like that, and he shit himself, dude. I was like, oh, that's how you scare somebody. It doesn't need to be dark and creepy and everything. Yeah.
Oh my gosh!
And he's half,
so
you know, he's half awake, barely.
Yep, he doesn't know what the hell's coming.
Last night,
we did that on the way to San Francisco too with our neighbor who was sleeping in the car.
We did the trick where when they fall asleep, we all scream together like we're about to be in an accident. And he woke up and shit himself. We're all like, what, dude? They're like, oh my God, he popped on the wall. Like, you know, he just freaked out, dude. So good.
You do not fall asleep on a road trip. I mean, learn your place, man.
Last night,
we were leaving. My in-laws are like renting a house here, and we're leaving, and I was out with Reed already, and there's a gate, and it was dark, and I go, hey, wait right here. And he goes, why? I go, because we're going to scare Mom and River and stuff like that. And so they're coming, and the gate opens. I go, ready? And I grab him, and I just go, ah! And it's just Kate, and she screams. She's like, what are you doing? And Reed is just like, I can't believe we just did it. Because he always chokes. He'll always choke. I'm like, all right, just wait. And they're like, ah! Like, dude, no one's getting scared at that, dude.
Right? That's Stella when she plays hide and go seek. I go, I wonder where you are. I'm back here. I'm like, no, don't tell people that shit.
Well, we got to get you out of here, Jay Larson. This has been a lot of fun. I would like to say this, though. This has always impressed me. This young man's been rocking FTCF stuff to school. Mm-hmm. It's the whole reason I had to come up with Friends of the Crab Feast.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Same with my father-in-law. Yeah,
and Tuesday. And you actually said somebody at your high school.
Yeah, it was at my junior high, and I wore the white with the blue FTCF, and some kid came up to me.
I made that one. That was a hoodie I made for you.
Yeah, and some kid came up to me and was like, do you know what that is? And I said, yeah, the Friends of the Crab Feast. He was like, oh, my dad knows what that is, and he listens to the podcast and stuff like that. And I was like, really?
And then he goes, yeah, sure it is.
And then I called him after telling him, and he was like, what?
I was like, some kid knows what?
That's awesome, man. Yeah. I do need to get out of here, but how is it seeing Stella growing up just as much as you're growing up?
She grew up fast. Really
she's four,
fast.
By the way.
I know.
But that happened.
But, it's fast already. Like, she's already talking like she's older.
Yeah.
And it's always fun being around her too, because even though she has her moods where like she's happy and like 2 seconds later she just starts screaming, it's still like the best. Same with my other sister, she's the same way.
Yeah.
And
do you scare her, Stella?
Oh yeah, all the time. I scare Stella all the time.
He's been throwing her since she was little.
Yeah.
We play this game called Fly Birdie Fly, and we get on the I'm standing like on the edge of the bed, and I take her with like her back facing like the bed, and I'll say, ready, 1, 2, 3, and I'll throw her, and she'll just fall, and my mom gets it on slow motion video all the time, and she always wants to see it after.
Yeah.
And that's like,
she makes us do that all the time now.
And I would just throw her on the bed, and we just keep on doing that over and over again. And now since I take the train home sometimes, Stella will be like, you have to take the train. Then we play this game where I'm like, I don't know where this happened. I was laying down, and she was like, train's leaving. She jumps on my back. And I was like, what are you doing? She was just like, just run around. So we started running around. And then at the end, when we get closer to the bed, I'll throw her off my back. Mm-hmm. And from that, we've just been playing that too.
Oh, that's so cute. So that's awesome.
Yeah, we'll have that. And then my other sister, I'll just scare her too. That's how I play with all my sisters. I just scare them.
Rough them up. I told him too when we were, before we knew we were having a girl, I go, look, if we have a boy, he's going to be a pain in the ass. And I'm going to look at you. Do you remember this?
Mm-hmm.
I go, I'm going to look at you, and I'm going to give you the green light. Mm-hmm. You go over and fuck him up until I go, Derek, that's enough. And then I'll wink at you. Keep his ass. And he's like, please, can I do that? I go, you can definitely do that if we have a boy. Yeah.
I wanted a boy so bad, but I'm just thankful for sisters that I have now too. So
that's awesome, man.
You're a good kid, dude. Mm-hmm. You're a really good kid. I'm honored to be your stepfather. Mm-hmm. I love you to death. I'm so glad you came on here and laughed with us. There's still a lot on it. Do you remember that time you threw that pass to me at the park and I made a hell of a catch and a homeless guy saw it and he goes, that's a hell of a catch.
I don't remember that at all.
Homeless dude under a tree gave me some love.
Hey man, take it wherever you can get it, baby.
Well, this was great, dude. We got to get Jay Larson out of here.
Derek, great to see you, buddy. I can't believe how big you are, and I'm so happy for you. I can't wait for you to get your license, and you can drive down here and take me and Ryan out for ice cream.
It wasn't that long ago we were out in front of your house playing football. Catch, Do you remember that?
I remember that.
And you had a Tuesday shirt on during the halftime. That's right. Would you like to say your Instagram again? You don't have to if you don't want to.
Yeah, I'll say it again. It's DJ, and then Crawford, and then the F is a 4. All one word.
I love it, buddy. Thanks so much for coming on. Mm-hmm. Great to see you. As always, jlarsoncomedy.com, jlarsoncomedy on all social media.
Daryl, as I like to call you, and he calls me Rylinda because I used to call him Derica.
Mm-hmm.
It was a pleasure having you on here. This is awesome. I love you. You're
very
a great kid.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Ryan Sickler on all social media, ryansickler.com. Talk to y'all next Tuesday.